BBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
I know where I live.
And she got some pair of melons. Free Willy.
Stop. Don't stop the music. Stop the music. I'm going to play the best intro. Not the best. Let's not get carried away with ourselves here. One of the best intros in pop music ever. One of the best. Hang on, how do I get this thing to work? This is one of the best intros in pop music ever. Have a listen to this. Now, come on. If that is fantastic. Let's have that again. The whole show is going to be me just playing this. Come on, isn't that fantastic? Isn't it? Huh? Chris, what song is that?
Too Many Broken Hearts in the World.
Okay, let's try this. I've only got four. Oh, here we go. Not quite such a good intro, this one. What? What? You want to what?
I want to get over you.
Why? Here we go.
Don't cry. You must have learned some things.
Let me get to the chorus. Hang on.
Made you with love to guide us. Nothing can divide us.
Let's go back to the good pop intro, shall we? Hang on a second. So anyway, he's coming. Well, he came in earlier on, wasn't he? Jason Donovan, by the way, the nicest man you've ever met, Chris. Wasn't he the nicest man?
Yeah, he's up there.
With whom?
With all the other guests that we've ever had on the show.
No, he's nicer than all of those losers. He's 100 times nicer than every other loser we've ever had on this show. And it makes me think, why did we ever have guests before Jason Donovan? Because he is the nicest man. He came in earlier on. He was with a very, very honest interview. We talk about drugs. I have to say, drugs are bad. I think we need to say that before, during and after the interview, because he talks very openly about drugs. And drugs, kids, as you know, are bad. Anyway, that's going to be after 8 o'clock we'll play that. And it's excellent. But I've only got four Jason Donovan songs on my iPod. I didn't get a chance to download any more before I left. I really wanted RSVP. I'm doing fine. And what was the other one? Let's go down over London. There's a friend in my heart, even though we're apart. Because I know, it's just a matter of time. I'm missing your love until you come back to me. I'm counting the hours and then you return. I don't know what it's called. Anyway, so I wanted that, but I haven't got it. We've got lots of stuff to talk about before and after the interview with Jason Donovan. If you'd like to give us a call, ladies and gentlemen, and come on the radio this evening, and who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Because let's be honest, you're laughing because I said wouldn't wrong.
No.
Oh, okay. I said wadn't.
Did you?
Yeah. Clip it. You can hear it.
Yeah, clip it. Stick it in the bloopers file.
Stick it in the bloopers file. We'll play it at the Christmas party, shall we? And we will have a right old laugh.
Yeah.
We will have a laugh.
Because we've all forgotten about it by then.
Yeah. We all forgot about that. We'll have a right old... And we'll play that. We'll play James O'Brien being inadvertently racist. He wasn't. Do you know what? My girlfriend was... I won't tell the story. It's boring. Anyway, I'm in an excitable mood today. And I'll tell you why it's an excitable mood. Because it is... Hasn't the weather today been fantastic? Just like proper... It's proper autumn all of a sudden. It's proper... Quick, the calls aren't coming in very quickly, Chris. So when they do, don't talk to me. Grab them.
What'd you say?
Get the call! It's proper autumn today. It was dark. It was gloomy. It was wet. I spent a lot of my day... Not a lot of it. I spent about 3 minutes and I got bored. Sat in the room at the back of the flat looking out over the garden. And listening to the rhythm of the falling rain. That's another Jason Donovan song. Listening to the rhythm of the falling rain and watching. Then I got bored and started messing around on the computer. Then I watched Battlestar Galactica, which was also on the computer. But it's... How can anyone think that this is not the best weather in the world? Forget your sunshine. Forget your... Oh, look at spring. Isn't spring pretty? Now, spring is a girl's month. And summer is just boring. Summer's hot and it's sunny and it's boring. Autumn, man. Autumn is where it's at. It's wet. It's grey. Oh, I've not switched my phone off. I do apologise. Hang on, let me just switch this off. I'm going all Steve Allen on your ass. Let me get rid of this. Hang on a second. Let me turn that off. There we go. It's done. Right. Sorry about that. I'm very, very rude. 0845 60 60 973. If anyone wants to challenge the notion that autumn is the best season, it's just... fantastic. I didn't go out in the rain. I didn't actually want to get wet today, but there's nothing wrong with being wet. 0845 60 60 973. And also, I'm going to say this sentence, and I'm going to leave it at this. But do feel free to respond as you see fit. If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? I'm just going to leave it at that. 0845 60 60973. If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? Now, I'm going to say, I may explain it a bit later on. If people don't go for that one, we will explain it later on. But at the moment, that's it. And that's only open to girls, that one. 0845 60 60 973. If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? Craig, happy autumn, Craig.
Oh, happy autumnal.
I was loving it. I was driving in tonight, and I drove in early, because we recorded... Jason Donovan came in at 5:30 to be recorded. The nicest bloke you could ever meet.
I like him anyway. I was wondering that, get me out of here.
Yeah, I'm a big... I went and saw him in concert when I was 16, 17 years old at the Hammersmith Odeon. Lovely bloke. Anyway, so I'm driving in about 4:30, and it's dusk.
I know.
It was almost nighttime out there. Fantastic. This is... Craig, it's not long till Christmas, mate.
I tell you what I really like, Ian. I like getting up when it's dark, yep. Going to work when it's dark.
Yeah, there's something special about that. I haven't done that for a long, long time, but there is... there's something about... going to work when it's dark and coming back when it's dark. That means you've done a full day.
I love it. I love the dark.
I do. It's exciting. And the dark... Sort of 6-7 o'clock in the evening when it's dark and it's raining... I'm getting a little bit romantic, I think.
Oh yeah, no, go for it.
I'm feeling romantic. I'm feeling sexy. I want to hear you say my name. Anyway, Craig.
What's wicked?
What, sorry?
What's wicked is when you're inside and it's like cold and dark and miserable, and you've got to pop out for something.
Yes.
So you've got to leave it, and you know what you're coming back to.
Yeah, the heating is on.
You've got to go out and you've got to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Chris, why are you pulling faces at Craig and I getting romantic with each other? What's wrong with you?
The heating is on.
Within my flat, it was, yes.
It's like boiling.
When's boiling?
It's like really warm still.
Where?
Like now, outside.
It's autumn, you idiot. It's cold.
It's like 19 degrees.
It was cold inside my flat until I put the heating on.
You don't need the heating on.
Well, if I'm cold, I need the heat. Well, you get lost.
Just put some more clothes on.
Craig, I do apologise. My producer is a Muppet. What can I do for you this evening, Craig?
I was going to ask, how many mothers have you got, Ian?
How many mothers?
Yeah, two. Sounds like you've got two now.
Well, he does sound like he's becoming my mother, doesn't he? I had a very confused... I think I must have woken my mum up. I phoned her up earlier on. Mm-hmm. Just to say, because I'm seeing her on Saturday, so everything's all right for Saturday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just interviewed Jason Donovan, mum. Huh? Yeah, he was a nice bloke. What, Donovan? I said, what? Donovan's where? I said, no, Donovan, I don't know where Donovan is. But what, is he on the phone now? I said, no, it's me on the phone. What did you say? I've just interviewed Jason Donovan. What, Donovan from the 60s? No, she knows who Jason Donovan is, right? She's not stupid. She knows exactly who he is. She must have just woken up or been having a little bit of the old port and lemon in her spare time, which she's entitled to do. She's an elderly woman.
I can't wait till my mum's that old.
Oh, well, I say that old. She's 57. She's just bonkers. She's 57 now. Anyway, we finally got round to... She realised I'd interviewed Jason Donovan, that Donovan wasn't on the phone to her and he wasn't going to come round and visit her, and it was Jason Donovan the singer, not Donovan the singer.
And she felt proud?
She did. She wanted to go and watch Deal or No Deal, Craig, I think. She wanted to watch Noel Edmonds ordering Muppets to open boxes.
Oh, but deep down, you know...
Did you see that thing with Edmonds, Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
No, but there was one on before with the other guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was something before, wasn't there, where there was teachers against pupils or something?
Beat the Teacher? With Richard Stilgoe?
That's the one. That's
so it was the second time Richard Stilgoe has been mentioned in my life today.
Is that the same sort of thing?
It's an idea that was stolen from me. I'll be honest, that Sky stole the idea from me. But hey! It doesn't matter. Anyway, Craig, what's your point?
Well, there were ghosts, colds and podcasts.
Okay, well, we've only got 20 seconds now.
Oh, can I come back, please? Because this is really important. The podcast one.
Well, what podcast one?
I need you to be Nigel for me. Come on.
Oh, flipping it. All right, we'll come back in a minute. Cool, blimey. They're making demands, aren't they, this lot? Right, 0845 60 60 973. Autumn is the best month. I will fight anyone who says otherwise. And if you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? Is the travel news now, it's Alan Joyce. Who's on after you?
Well, you know how you wanted Maggie Doyle?
Yes.
It's Karen Mercer.
Oh, nuts.
The A10 is completely closed again, heading out of town at the Great Cambridge Roundabout because of another accident. It's causing big delays back to the roundway in Tottenham. There's been two accidents there in the last 3 hours. North Circular Road still has one lane block westbound between the Great Cambridge Roundabout and the Clockhouse Interchange with a breakdown. And it's also slow on the North Circular in New Southgate. One lane's blocked eastbound at Bounds Green Road because of a crash. Better news on the A41, though. It looks like that has now fully reopened heading into town at the Brent Cross flyover following that accident from earlier on, but there are still delays coming off the North Circular. The traffic lights are not working properly in the centre of town, still at Piccadilly Circus, causing queues heading back from Hyde Park Corner. And Harwood Road in Fulham is still closed both ways at King's Road. The fire brigade have been dealing with a power problem there throughout the afternoon. And watching the M25 on the cameras, it's still queuing anti-clockwise from Junction 9 at Leatherhead down to 6 at Godstone, not being helped by a broken down lorry between 9 and 8 blocking the inside lane. And now there's a crash in the outside lane between 7 and 6. Thank you, Paul, for your update. 08000 68 60 80 is the jam line number. For the tubes, delays on the Northern and District lines and now severe delays on the Circle line. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Are you in favour of organ donation? 90% of people are. So it's a fairly safe bet that you're one of them. But are you on the NHS Organ Donor Register? Only 24% of people are, so it's a fairly safe bet that you're not. Maybe you think that saving lives through organ transplants is great, but you haven't yet registered. Around 400 people die in the UK every year just waiting for a transplant. If more of us registered, more lives could be saved. That's got to be the safest bet of all, hasn't it? To register, fill in the leaflet that's coming through your letterbox. Visit mylifemygift.org or call 0845 6060 400.
If you're a new small business or are thinking about setting up on your own, LBC 97.3 and Lloyds TSB have made a series of podcasts to help you with everything from business plans to finance and marketing.
Mentoring is not telling you how to do things. It's bringing the best out of you, really. It's being a sounding board, working through options with you and providing that support. And actually, of course, that's another key ingredient in success. Having support, family support, friends around you. You need to have a base of suppliers, somewhere to operate from. You know, even if you are working from home, you need to feel you're going to work. You know, a lot of people say, you know, they go to the shed at the bottom of the garden and put on their business clothes. If you've got a business idea, you may want to think about how you protect that. Start with the internet. Actually, there are a huge number of people who may well have looked at your idea before.
Download the free podcasts from lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max, Sunday afternoons from 5.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good evening.
Yes, Jason Donovan coming up after 8 o'clock. Yes, Craig.
Okay, can you be my Nigel? I'm going to set up on Libsyn and do podcasts.
Oh, okay. Oh, this, what, another listener setting up and doing their own podcast. Yeah. Well done. I thoroughly recommend it. Ian Watkins does one, G-Man does one, Vinny does one, and now Craig is doing one. Good work, you.
Thank you.
What do you want me to say?
I've got four things.
Yep.
Can you say them for me?
Go on, yeah, go on.
The first one, this is good, this is going to show people what's going to be on the site as well.
Yeah.
Can you say Craig's Crank Phone Calls?
Craig's Crank Phone Calls?
Wartime Diaries.
Wartime Diaries.
And Craig Questions Things.
Craig Questions Things.
And finally, OK, Wrap It Up.
OK, Wrap It Up.
Oh, you're a diamond.
That's that. That's £250, please.
What?
Oh. Do you want to give out the address yet, or do you want to leave it for a bit?
I haven't actually. I'm waiting for PayPal money to go through.
Okay, good.
Or
I
can think, Bobby.
I do my own podcast, and I got to say,
Thank you very much.
The easiest and one of the most satisfying things. It's, even saying that, I got satisfaction today, Craig. I satisfied myself by clearing out the cupboard that the boiler's in. Because I hoovered it. There's carpet in the cupboard that the boiler's in. I never knew this. I've never cleaned it out, and it's full of rubble and stuff. I cleaned it out, and now I can fit in there a stepladder, an ironing board, my mop, and my hoover. They fit in there. They're not in the spare room anymore. They're in the cupboard.
There you go.
Sing hosannas.
Spare time.
Sing hosannas, Craig. This is the life I lead as a minor celebrity is cleaning out airing cupboards.
You lucky geezer.
Other things?
Wait.
Yes, from you.
Oh, sorry. I was going to talk about either colds or ghosts. Shall I go for one or the other?
Let's go for one or the other, because we're on until 10 o'clock, then Clive Ball comes on.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want to go for, ghosts or colds?
What would you pick? Colds?
Colds.
Ghosts.
Colds.
Okay.
Ghosts are better than colds.
Colds.
What about colds? Cold ghosts?
No, everyone gets a cold, and we all know that ghosts don't exist, Chris.
Well, then ghosts.
No, colds.
Ghosts.
Colds.
Ghosts.
The ghost one is scary. Freaky.
Ghosts.
Go for ghosts, then, but I'm not listening.
Okay. When I was in Sydney, Australia, probably about sort of 8 years ago, I got on at the 7th floor, and I was in with about 7 people. We went down to the 5th floor, the door opened, and there was this Oriental gentleman standing there in a suit with 2 bags by his sides. And there was space for him to get in, but he wouldn't get in. And he just looked through us. He wasn't looking at us, like through behind us. And we stood there, and he waited, and he waited. The doors closed. We went down to the base, down to the ground floor. The doors opened. Exactly the same guy in exactly the same suit with bags was standing there staring through us. And there's no way he could have run down the stairs and beat us, because he went straight down from the 5th to the ground. It's the same guy. There you go, Chris.
Was that what, that was it?
It was the same guy. He couldn't have run down in time.
Okay, two things. It could have been his twin, or he could have run down in time.
Well, we thought about the twin. We did think about that, actually.
Right. Chris, are you satisfied with that ridiculous ghost story?
Should have gone for colds.
Should have gone for colds. Craig, thank you for that. 0845-6060-973. Vedia?
Hello.
Hello, Vedia. How's it going?
Good, you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. Get this. It's 2 days in a row, Vedia.
Yeah.
I've been in quite a good mood.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
It's not bad going at all.
Excellent.
Yes.
What's making you in good mood?
Well, I tell you what partly is making me in good mood is the fact that pop exists that sound like this.
No!
What's wrong with that?
No, it's not Mika, is it?
Oh, Mika. Saying that, I've come up with a cunning plan to befriend Mika and get him round my house one day. This is a plan I've got.
What?
Yeah, well, it turns out that a friend of mine...
Yeah?
...knows his keyboard player.
No, and what, Mikey or something?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But the keyboard player is a fan of mine. So I've said, well, can he hook me up with Mika? Now, he's interpreted that as getting me tickets to go and see Mika. But it's a step. But surely it means I'm going to get backstage. Surely it means I'm going to meet Mika. Surely it means when I say, Mika, if you want to come around and play a bit of Xbox or something, you're more than welcome to. It would be rude for him to say no, wouldn't it?
Yes,
he's not going to be rude because he's Mika. So, ipso facto, Mika is coming to my house.
Yeah. No, that would be really good.
It'll be all right.
That would be, oh my God, I would actually love that.
What, if Mika went to somebody's house that you didn't know?
No, if Mika came to my
house. Oh, okay, well, he's coming to my house.
Okay, but, you know, you can tell us the stories about it.
I will tell you the crazy times that Mika and I have playing Xbox and laughing and drinking Red Bush tea. What a lot of fun we're going to have.
Exactly, but have you seen his hair?
It's crazy hair, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Oh, I've not seen it.
Not anymore. Yesterday...
No, he's not shaved it off, is he? No.
He's actually short.
No.
And it's Italian.
Oh,
so.
God, hang on a second. Wow. They should use that as the new theme tune for EastEnders.
Yeah.
When who's in EastEnders now? Ian Beale?
Yeah.
Phil Mitchell?
Yeah. No. Oh,
don't know. Yeah. Oh, I'm acting. I'm Ian Beale, right? I'm Ian Beale with my kids and with Cindy. Cindy, I'm gay. It works.
Instead of the drum.
Yes, that was the joke.
No,
that was the joke.
Good.
That was the joke, Vedia.
No, but the drum is special.
Okay.
This spoils
it. Okay. So, Vedia, you've called in because you want to talk about something. Let's hear what it is you want to talk about.
It's nothing special. It's just about the thing about autumn and winter.
Autumn is the best.
No, it's not.
Excuse me?
It's not.
But let's hear what season you think is the best. Let's hear your rubbish argument.
Well, no. Okay. Winter. Okay,
yeah.
Now, picture this.
I'm picturing it.
Okay, you're picturing it. Right, you're in a really cosy home. And this is your home, yeah?
I'm in my home, yeah.
You're in your home.
Yes.
And you've got loads of snow outside.
Okay, right, yes.
And it's a little bit of snow just coming down.
Right.
Just, you know, you're watching it.
Oh, how lovely, yes.
Yeah, and you've got the fire in your home.
Oh, I have got a fire in my home, yes.
And you've got a nice warm scarf on.
Wouldn't be wearing the scarf and have the fire on.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't, I'd be sweating.
Okay.
It gets really hot with the fires on anyway.
Okay, but then you take your scarf, yes, and you take a quick walk in your garden in the snow.
Okay.
Taking in the fresh air.
That would be nice, yeah.
Now, isn't that better than slodging in some water that you've just...
Well, I'll tell you what, Vidya. Yes, for the 45 minutes that the snow is white and is crisp in this country, yes, that's quite nice. But then it starts going, turning into black ice, it starts getting all slodgy, and it melts almost as the moment it's landed. So, no, you described a fantasy that doesn't actually exist.
No, it's not, because even when it does get all muddy...
Yes.
You can actually still, you know, still watch the snow that's coming down to replace the mud.
But it doesn't really snow like that in this country.
Oh, no, but it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. You're talking nonsense. How old are you, Betty? You sound quite young.
No, I'm 16.
Okay, so you've probably never even seen snow. It hasn't snowed in your life.
I've been to Scotland and I've seen lots of snow.
Well, that's in Scotland. It's not going to snow in Muswell Hill or Potter's Bar.
Okay. Oh, how do you know Potter's Bar?
Because I'm clever.
Anyway, no. Okay, this is my argument, okay?
Okay, let's hear your argument.
Okay, so you're in the snow, but it's fresh, it's clean, and even though it does get muddy, it's
But you're fresh. Describing a fact. Hang on a second.
Ugh.
You're describing a fantasy winter that doesn't actually exist.
No,
I'm describing a real autumn that we're living in now.
Okay, but you get some. You still could admit it. You still get snow. Come on.
You get hardly any snow.
But you still get some. And like, I remember a couple of years ago, we had quite a lot of snow.
Right, I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. She took it well. 0845 60 60 973. I want girls to call in and answer this question. If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? I'll explain more if we don't get too many people taking the bait, but I just think and be honest. Just be honest. 0845 60 60 973. It's Leon dans la Lakeside.
You know what my favourite season is, don't you? It's 121 days.
Till Lost Series 4.
There you go.
I just finished watching the end of Series 2 with my girlfriend. It is brilliant, isn't it?
It is good, as soon as you know what's coming up.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
It makes more sense.
Desmond.
Brother.
Brother.
Jason Donovan.
Yes?
I don't know if you're interested.
Yeah?
I've got a 10-minute, I'm not going to play it all, mega rocking mix of Jason Donovan hits.
A mega rocking mix?
A mega rocking 10-minute Jason rocking Donovan mix.
Well, where did you get that from?
From your cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't... I had great difficulty finding stuff from my cousin today.
Well, if you go to your cousin and ask him for Master Mix...
Yes?
Your cousin will send it across to you.
Well, let's have a little... Can we have a little listen?
Yeah, you can. Here we go. It's all in 10 minutes. So I'll have to... Oh, here we go. Here we go. I can hear it. Here we go. Turn right up.
Vaguely.
Alright, I'll tell you how
it. Good lad, whack it up. You're listening to London's LBC 97.3. Leon, we can't hear anything.
We can't hear it?
No.
Oh, he's definitely there.
It's the way... Are you underwater or something? That sounds awful.
It's a generic MP3 player.
Leon, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Oh, mate.
Here we go. It was awful. It was terrible, terrible quality. Not as good as this. Oh, I love it. Can I get that? I'm going to need to get that on my burly. It's a little... Tingy ting tang. Oh, Mario.
Yeah, mate.
Can I come back to you after the news?
Yeah, no worries.
Good lad, thank you. Right, 0845 60 60 973. Autumn is the best season ever in the world. I will fight anyone who disagrees. If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? Oh yeah, and why don't motorbikes come with sidecars anymore? And Chris has a way to save people's lives involving sidecars.
Here's a message to people who say things like,
I had a great idea for a business, but didn't know where to start.
And,
I'd like to be my own boss, but the money side worries me.
Or how about,
I need so much help, but who can you trust for advice?
A local business manager from Barclays has the experience to support your startup business and can get you free time with local accountants, solicitors and marketing specialists. So if you're serious about starting your own business, go to barclays.co.uk/startyourbusiness. We're ready if you are. Barclays. Now there's a thought.
on 97.3 DAB and online. London's biggest conversation. LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with the murder of Rizwan Darbar in West Ham Park. The 17-year-old died after his friends were approached by a gang who demanded they hand over a mobile phone. The two boys, who are both 17, have been taken to an East London police station for questioning. The Chancellor's delivered an inheritance tax cut in his first pre-budget report. The threshold for couples who are married or in civil partnerships will now rise to £600,000. Alistair Darling says the system is fair and affordable, but the Tories are accusing the government of stealing their ideas. Police have named the 21-year-old man who died after he fell under a bendy bus in Ilford this morning. Lee Beckwith, who's from Brentwood, was dragged for more than a mile by the number 25 service. The driver's been arrested. And the Phantom of the Opera is celebrating its 21st birthday. Since opening at Her Majesty's Theatre on the 9th of October 1986, the show has gone on to win more than 50 major theatre awards. That includes 7 Tonys on Broadway and 3 Olivier Awards in the West End. In London's weather, once the rain clears, it'll be misty and murky tonight, but it should dry out by the morning, lows of 11 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow it'll be a drier day with a lot of cloud around, with some bright spells and highs of 19 degrees Celsius. You're with LBC at 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre. It's been a bit of a nightmare on the A10 over the last 2 or 3 hours. It's closed again heading out of town at the Great Cambridge roundabout because of a second accident there, and it's adding to the existing delays back to the roundway in Tottenham. All the surrounding routes badly affected as well, including the North Circular, which is still queuing westbound from the A10 towards the Clockhouse interchange, not being helped by a separate breakdown there. The North Circular Road also very slow eastbound in New Southgate. One lane's blocked at Bounds Green Road to recover an accident. Michael on the jam line says that Old Reading in Harrow Weald is completely blocked with a crash, and that's adding at least an extra 20 minutes onto your journey time. And Harwood Road in Fulham is still closed both ways at Kings Road, as the fire brigade are still carrying out checks there. As for the motorways, the M25 is queuing in patches anti-clockwise from 9 to 6 that's Leatherhead to Godstone after a series of accidents and breakdowns. And there's one lane close on the Essex stretch now anti-clockwise between 29 and 28, that's between Romford and the A12. On the queues, on the tubes rather, and there are delays on the Northern and District lines and severe delays on the Circle Line. LBC 97.3 Travel. The next update is in 15 minutes.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know, a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Well, so it seems the obvious thing... I find it... Hang on a second. Let me just check that this works. We've got this in a different place now. Yeah, oh, sweet, James. Well done. Good work. So the Tories are up. Get this, Mario.
Yo.
You know, the Labour Party have done the brilliant, brilliant thing. I don't want to do politics, but this has just amused me today.
Hate politics.
I hate politics. It's boring. And only idiots are interested in it. But they've done the Labour Party have done the brilliant, brilliant thing where the Tories came up with quite a good idea about raising inheritance tax.
Okay.
And so Labour Party went, yeah, we're doing that. And they've nicked it off them, which is British genius, isn't it? They've just gone...
Well, they're all the same, Ian.
You know that idea you came up with? We're doing it and we're in power. What are you going to do? Sue us? So this is what the Tories need to do, OK? And it's a brave move. But this is what David Cameron needs to do. And I guarantee... You know how everyone likes a lucky dip, right? There's a lucky dip. You pay a quid, you put your hand in the sand, you get a package out, you don't know what it is.
A win.
Could be good, could be disappointing.
The country wins.
What he needs to do, right? David Cameron say, right, we have got a load of brilliant new policies and brilliant ideas to make the country brilliant, right?
Uh-huh.
But we're not going to tell you what they are because Labour will steal them. So, the only way we're going to tell you is if you vote us in to be the next government. It's brave, isn't it? But I think
that's
it would work.
That's what they all do. They're all in it anyway. They're all in it together.
Okay, Mario, I've come up with a brilliant idea. Mario's going off on some crazy conspiracy theory here.
It's true, though, man. All politicians are the same. They're all from the same...
I feel my idea has been glossed over.
They're all from the same crew.
Yes, okay.
You know, so no matter when they say a different parties, they all do crazy stuff.
They all do crazy stuff. I don't know what that means.
The word politician alone is crazy.
It is. Well, Mario, why have you called in on this, the first evening of autumn?
Not to talk about snow, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't snow in this country.
No, it doesn't. But I saw snow yesterday. Now, let me give you the story. I was walking home, and where I normally take this little shortcut where I take, and the gentleman goes to me, oh, please, please, can you just wait a minute?
The German?
No, gentleman.
Well, so you, what,
like a security guy with a radio, you know, walkie-talkie. He goes, can you just please wait a minute? And I goes, well, what's the matter? He goes, oh, they're just shooting a scene. Oh, and then when I looked around the corner, there's all this, like, snow, loads of snow, yeah?
Right.
And I go, so what are they shooting? Then he goes, the Christmas edition of Holby City.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Right? And he says it's going to be mental. There's going to be loads of people dying. Like,
of course, it's Holby City. That's what happens in it. It's also rubbish.
Right, so there's all this snow. So I'm picked it up and see, is it really snow? But it's not. It's little bits of speckles of paper that they actually smash, don't they? There is, it's like paper. And then what it is they spill it on the walls, on the roofs of the thing, you know?
Oh, so you're telling me when they use fake snow, it's not real snow, it's fake?
It's not real snow, no.
Some people,
apparently they do use. So there is a machine that actually
picks
that ice to make snow.
There
but
isn't.
On this actual making this whole city, they're not. They're using paper.
Yeah. Mario, so you didn't see snow, you just saw lots of paper.
It's not lots of paper, but it's the snow look.
But so you saw the snow look, but you didn't see snow, you saw paper.
Absolutely.
Okay, good lad. Now, have you ever ridden in a sidecar on a motorcycle?
No, it looks scary, man. That's George and Mildred thing.
It is George and Mildred. Yeah, well, remember, it does look scary. It's very low to the ground, and it doesn't look very safe.
That's scary. There's a dude round Willesden, yeah? He wears a German helmet,
Back to the Germans again. Why are we obsessed with Germans?
And he rides in one with his daughter, but I haven't seen his daughter in the sidecar for a couple of years.
Because imagine, if you ride a motorbike normally, right, and then you get one with a sidecar, you might forget the sidecar is there, so you go up through a tiny gap, and then the sidecar gets ripped off.
It's true, but it does look scary, though, doesn't it?
But why don't people use them anymore? Because they used to be really big when I was younger.
They used to be big, but I think it's you know, these people now, they're starting to make all these laws, isn't it?
What?
You know, the laws, they say, you know, they're making all these laws.
Sidecars aren't illegal.
Well, it's either they're not illegal, but they're not. But I have seen a few down the A's cast, though. I do see a lot of these Hells Angels looking people. They do come with some crazy looking stuff and some amazing looking stuff. Well, and there have been a few sidecars.
Well, hang on a second. Chris has got. Chris, tell Mario, although bearing in mind. Mario?
Yes, sir.
Although bearing in mind that he will completely. What have you done?
I ain't done nothing. I'm at the garage.
Okay. Well, can you stop that noise?
It's not me, it's the garage. I'm gonna try and move from the garage. Free Willy.
I ain't got a trumpet, but I'm gonna blow yours. Problem I've got is, I haven't got a problem.
You gotta listen up, Mario.
Yeah, Mario, will you stop talking and get away
problem
from...
Problem I've got is, I haven't got a problem.
Okay, but can you just turn that noise down?
Free Willy.
Can you be quiet? Calm down.
It's not me, man. I'm gonna blow yours.
Can you calm down?
Now then.
Right. Oh, well, what's that? Is he just playing a sound effects tape in the background?
You know what? Let me go in my car, yeah, because this is getting crazy. It's a Porsche, yeah, and I think someone's trying to nick it.
Right. So, Chris, tell Mario your idea, but bear in mind that
now
he will...
Then,
oh,
now then, now
calm
then.
Calm down. But bear in mind that when you do...
Problem I've got is, I haven't got a problem.
Okay, yes. But the thing is...
This is not mine addressing you as Mark.
You can call Chris whatever you want.
Ian, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, you can call Chris whatever you want, okay? So, to tell Mario your idea...
I ain't got a trumpet, but I'm going to blow yours.
Right. Tell him your idea, but he'll blow over it like he did with mine. Chris, speak to Mario.
Hey, Mario.
Yes, sir.
Right, do you want... My idea is... If it makes it easier.
Addressing you as Mom.
Mom?
Free Willy.
Well, which is it?
If you don't mind me addressing you as Mom.
No, that's fine.
Just tell Mario the idea.
Right.
The problem I've got is, I haven't got a problem.
Can I hear it or not?
Yeah, go on, tell Mario the idea.
Alright, the idea is, you get a motorbike and a sidecar, right, and you know you see, like, paramedics who are on motorbikes.
Right.
Why don't they use the sidecar as, like, a stretcher carrier bit?
Now, that's dangerous. Imagine going through the city, especially Tottenham Court Road or something like that.
Yeah, imagine going through Tottenham Court Road. Why didn't you think of the Tottenham Court Road controversy?
There's congestion all the time around here. Congestion on a King's Cross. Imagine going...
They'd be exempt from that. They'd be exempt from it.
Well, it's not that. It's the, it's all right going through with a motorbike, but you can't go through the sidecar.
Why?
Because it's the same size as a car. It's... By width.
No, the point is, it's slimmer than an ambulance.
It's slimmer than an ambulance, but, you know...
And it looks more old-fashioned.
Well, it's not old-fashioned. They'll probably pimp one up and make it look even up-to-date.
Yeah, they could pimp up a sidecar, isn't it?
And imagine that.
And the patient would get a bit of fresh air.
I forgot. I did actually see a sidecar down the Ace Cass.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Well, Mario, if you're just going to keep chipping in with that, I'm going to have to cut you off, I'm afraid. Thank you. Right, well, there you go. There's Chris's controversial idea. What do you think? Any good? 0845-60-60-973. And also, this is going off on a slight tangent, actually, but Mario... I'm going to call him Mario. That makes me laugh. Mention the Ace Cafe. Is there a place in London called the Maid Cafe? Does anyone know this? It's a Japanese place called the Maid Cafe. If anyone knows this, can you give me a call? 0845-60-60-973 and do let me know. Adam!
Hi!
Hey, Adam.
How you doing, mate? All right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Cool. Are you enjoying the autumn, yeah?
I am. Autumn is the best. It's romantic. It makes me reminiscent from when I was younger. It reminds me of coming home from school and it being nearly Christmas. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and your lovely weather lady said it's going to be misty and murky later as well.
A weather lady?
Yeah, your weather lady.
That's Chris Lowry. He's a man.
Oh, was it? Oh, so I'm a bit tired.
No, don't worry. There is some debate going on. We're going to get the test results back, hopefully by the end of this week, so we should be able to tell you then one way or t'other.
Excellent.
So autumn's going to what? Go on for a long time?
Say again?
What did you say about autumn's going to go on for a long time?
No, I didn't say that. I was going to ring up and tell you, I was going to say... give you a bit of advice.
Yes.
What to do in autumn.
Go on then.
What I like to do.
Please do.
Right, well, I like to... Like, today I was looking out, it was really heavy rain, and all I could think about was getting down into, like, Pluckley in Kent and sitting in a little pub down there with a huge inglenook fireplace with some sort of weird-looking people, but then lovely, like, real ale, big roaring fire.
Sounds good.
Beautiful. That's a good thing to do. You know, a big shank of lamb or something.
I'm not quite sure what a shank is.
I don't know. It sounds good, though.
It's a good name for a band, Shank.
Yeah. And then, get back home and it's nice and warm. It's nice. I love this time here. It's wicked.
I prefer it over summer and spring. Definitely. Summer's so overrated.
What, a shank?
Right. Yes, well, we seem to get locked on the shank there. I don't quite know why, but thank you, Sarah in Greenwich.
Oh yeah, hi.
If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of?
Did you get my email?
No.
Oh, I sent an email of her. She's hot. Angelina Jolie.
How did you? What address did you email?
Ian@lbc.co.uk.
Well, it didn't come through. Which makes me think you're lying.
Okay, well, I'll try again. But she's really, really, like, hot.
She's kissed me.
I hate her. I know.
Yeah, she's kissed me. Yeah.
And Abby Titmuss, just because...
Yeah, she's kissed me. Yeah, those two girls I've kissed.
I'm not jealous of you. I'm not that way inclined.
I've not... What, you're not... What way inclined?
Like, you know...
Hetero?
Yeah.
You're not hetero?
No, I am. I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, so you're young. You're allowed to be confused at that age. You can be as confused as long as you want. Experiment. Enjoy yourself. You know, find out what feels natural, what feels right.
But do you fancy Angelina?
No, I thought she was too skinny. She's very nice. Very nice lady. Very friendly. Good bones. Massive boobs. Really skinny with massive boobs. I don't quite... that's not a look I particularly go for, really.
She's got a nice bum.
I didn't really see. But she was very friendly and very chatty with me, and she came over to me and said hello and stuff. That's right, yeah, oh yeah, Angelina Jolie. And me. And Abby Titmuss, I can't get rid of her.
Aww.
Maybe
you two should hook up.
Well, you know, no, it doesn't interest me at all. She's very nice. I do quite like Abby Titmuss, and she's lovely. She's a very nice girl, but...
Jason Donovan was my first ever crush, by the way.
He was probably one of my first ever crushes. I was confused as well as a young man.
I was only 4 years old, though.
He's on after 8 o'clock. The nicest man I've met in a long time.
He's still hot, even at whatever age.
Do you know what? I'm looking at him. He's a very... Chris, did you think he was a good-looking fella?
Yeah, he is.
He's shorter than I remember, but he's a good-looking bloke, wasn't he?
Yeah, good skin.
Fake tan. It's fake tan, Sarah.
No, he's from Australia.
It's fake... Well, keep listening, Sarah, because after 8 o'clock you'll hear the... Let's say it. The most explosive and revealing interview with Jason Donovan I've ever done.
Good one.
Thanks. But yeah, fake tan. And he's promoting his book, which is it Between the Lines, which I'm disappointed we didn't get any freebies, Chris. We're doing something wrong here. We didn't get any free books. Because I do want to read that book. We didn't get any freebies. What? How do we sort that out?
I think it's in the post, but there's a strike.
Oh, the flipping Royal Mail can stick it right up their backsides. Seriously, Oh, we're going to get a load of old posts tomorrow. We won't. We won't get any posts for a couple of days now because they've then got to sort it all out. I hate them. Boycott. Right, everyone join me. Let's all go on a 48-hour strike against Royal Mail. That'll learn them.
What, so we don't post letters?
Yeah. Joyce, give us what you got, baby.
All right, well, the A10 then is still completely closed heading out of town at the Great Cambridge Roundabout following a second accident there. Really has been a nightmare there for about the last 3 hours or so, and it's still causing queues back to the roundway in Tottenham. All the surrounding routes badly affected still as well, including the North Circular, which still has a lane block westbound between the A10 and the Clockhouse interchange after a breakdown. An accident on the North Circular in New Southgate, blocking one lane coming the other way, going eastbound just by Bound Screen Road. Just had an update on the screen saying that Harvard Road in Fulham has now finally reopened both ways at King's Road after the fire brigade were carrying out some checks there this afternoon. As for the motorways, the M25 still looks busy in patches going anti-clockwise from 9 to 6. That's Leatherhead to Godstone. It's following a series of accidents and breakdowns there over the last couple of hours. And there's still one lane closed on the M25 Essex stretch going anti-clockwise between 29 and 28. That's between Romford and the A12, and that's because of a broken down car. If you're heading onto the tubes, delays on the Northern and District lines and severe delays on the Circle Line, and C2C trains have delays of up to 20 minutes between Grays and Pitsey. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
This is Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
What support do you need to be told to not tell your child go around shooting or stabbing people to death? Come on. Well, next thing you're going to say is these kids need more education. We've tried all this. We've tried all this hippie tree-hugging crap and we've got nowhere. Let's just start talking to us. Let's start locking these kids up. Let's be honest about it. You don't need to be educated to be told your son shouldn't shoot people.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies, I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived, and Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Chris, get Elizabeth on at some point, because I need to practice some Japanese with her. 0845 6060973. We're trying to find the Maid Cafe in London. Does it exist? I know they exist in Tokyo, and there is a rumour there is one in London, but I don't know where. So we'll see. Also talking about sidecars, and the best season in the world is autumn. Why do Americans call it fall? Isn't that ridiculous, isn't it, calling it fall? It's autumn. And we have to compromise ourselves. If you're listening to You've Got a Friend by James Taylor, winter, spring, summer or fall, it's autumn. Like, we have to compromise our artistic values for the Americans so they can say fall. Why don't they say autumn? Anyway, it's Mark in Stevenage. Mark.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, good, good.
I've got some amazing information. You won't believe this. Oh. Neither will Mariam.
Go on, bring it on.
Right, I was down Titnam Court Road.
Yes.
That Mariam was talking about.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And guess what? There was a film being shot, and it was raining, and you will never believe this, but there was a man there with a big hose and a fire engine spraying water to the air. So wait till Mariam finds about that in Titnam Court Road. Mad world, isn't it?
Mark, thank you for that. Good lad. Marion there earlier on saying that he was surprised that when he stumbled across them filming Holby City, Christmas special, and it was snowing. Well, it wasn't real snow, it was bits of paper. No, they use fake snow? Really? Wow. Helen is in the North Hole. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Helen.
Good
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just had to phone and tell you I saw the weirdest thing on the motorway the other week.
Go on.
It was a motorbike.
Yes.
A side car, and the sidecar was a hearse.
Oh, the sidecar was a hearse?
It was a hearse. It was like the coffin part of a hearse, yeah. And it was the sidecar.
That's fantastic. And were there any corpses in there?
No corpses to be seen. But the only thing I thought is there must be a demand. Obviously, the Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
That's why they want to go out.
Helen, listen, I'm going to have to leave there because the line is terrible, but that's brilliant. I just said a radio cliche. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but the line was awful. But that's a radio cliche, and I'm angry with myself for saying it because I could have carried and listened to it. But a sidecar is a hearse. That makes your idea of having ambulance sidecars a possibility.
What's the next step?
They've taken the next step. They need to come back one step. Come back one step, and then we're living the dream now. 0845. I really want to talk about bad handshakes.
Take it back.
Can't. Oh, it's Katia, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
doesn't it sound sexy when someone with a continental accent calls you sir? That's very, very erotic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that again.
Sorry?
I'm not going to do it again.
Do it one more time.
Hello, monsieur.
There we go. You're, what's wrong with your phone? It's rubbish tonight.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, hold on. I'm going to try another one.
Yeah, go on.
Why do you want to know
Well,
that?
The question is, if you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? I'll tell you why, right?
Yeah?
I came up with a brilliant idea for a TV show. It's a brilliant idea. And I was telling my girlfriend about it, Fandango, and I said, it would have celebrities in it, right? And the only person who I could think of that would sort of fit the bill, even though I don't particularly like her, but she would sort of fit the bill for this kind of show, and we could get easily, is Kerry Katona. So I said, oh, so you'd have Kerry Katona doing this, this and this. And I was going through it, and I mentioned Kerry Katona amongst others, and she sort of just looked down and looked miserable, and I knew I'd said something wrong. And I said, what, have I said something? She said, yeah, no, you've not said anything. I said, well, what was it? Don't you like the idea? Is it a rubbish idea? Tell me, I won't be upset. If it's a rubbish idea, let me... No, it's a great idea. I said, what have I said? Oh, just don't get Kerry Katona in it, that's all.
Why?
And I said, well, why not? She said, she's just rubbish, don't give her any work. And she sort of stormed off in a huff. So I thought she... And it came from nowhere. And I never knew that she had a thing about Kerry Katona. So I'm guessing she's a little bit jealous of her.
Is she?
I would guess so.
Or maybe she thinks she's not really good. I wouldn't think she would be.
Okay, right, well, let's rephrase. Okay, so we've got two things then. Okay.
Yeah.
If you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of? And if you're a girl, what girl do you have an irrational hatred of?
I haven't thought about the
Well, you can do the first one.
Yeah, first one... The wife of Sebastian Bach. I don't know her name.
What, Johann Sebastian Bach?
No, the other one.
The other Sebastian Bach?
Yes, the singer of Skid Row.
Oh, for God.
Tall
isn't his real name's not Sebastian Bach?
It is, not kidding, it is.
How does he spell Bach, B-A-C-H?
Yeah.
That is made up. His name is not Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, it used to be Bjerk.
What?
B-I-E.
So he changed it?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go, then. So it's not his real name.
Yeah, but no one knows him by that name.
Okay, so you're jealous of the wife of the singer from Skid Row. What was Skid Row's big hit again?
Youth Gone Wild.
I've got it here. Do you want to hear a bit?
Okay. And Monkey Business.
Monkey Business?
Yeah.
Who's Monkey Business?
What does it mean, actually?
Hang on, why did you just say Monkey Business?
Because it's his hit, isn't it?
Oh, his hit is Monkey Business.
Yeah.
Monkey Business can mean two things. It can mean, like, sort of sex, if you're having a little bit of monkey business.
Yeah.
It means you can get up to sort of shenanigans. And it just sort of means messing around, really.
Okay, I think it's the second one.
Yeah. Too much monkey business. So stop.
Yeah.
Will you stop that monkey business?
Oh.
And it can also mean selling monkeys. And I'm running a very successful monkey business at the moment. If anyone wants a chimpanzee or an ape, then speak to me off air.
All right.
And also some railway sleepers.
Yeah.
And Katya.
Yeah.
Do you, if you're a girl, do you have an irrational hatred of another girl?
No.
Excellent. Thanks for that. 0845-6060-973. Sam!
Hello, it's Sam.
Is that Sam?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll come back to you after this, then.
Bob, Gordon, emergency. My email's down. I know it's Sunday evening. I don't need my IT Johnny to tell me that. What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to send my chef a last-minute change for my menu.
If your IT at work breaks down, you want it fixed there and then, whatever time of day it is. With an instant IT breakdown recovery service from BT, you get 24/7 support from one of our UK-based experts. So whatever size your business, you'll be back doing what you do best in no time.
I don't care if you're having roast chicken with all the trimmings and the stuffing. If you don't sort it out, I'll personally stuff you. Bob. Bob.
To find out more about 24/7 expert IT support from BT, visit bt.com/business. BT, bringing it all together.
See website for details.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay. We'll play the interview with Jason Donovan after 8 o'clock. It's very good. Very nice man. But before that, it's Sam.
Hello.
Sam, if you're a girl, what girl are you jealous of?
None.
Sam, if you're a girl, what girl do you have an irrational hatred of? There must be some girl that you hate irrationally.
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. That's a non-starter, isn't it? What do you call in for, Sam?
I want to talk about The Fall.
Yes. They're a good band, aren't they? Hit the North.
Oh, yeah, but The Fall, the Americans, do they call it The Fall because the leaves fall down off the trees?
Maybe. It's a bit lazy, though, isn't it? It's a lazy word, fall.
Yeah.
Very lazy.
I like autumn. I like the way the tree leaves turn different colours and
yes,
when it's sunny.
Don't just describe
when
it.
When it's pouring down with rain, that's horrible.
No, it's not. You're wrong. It's good. That's good. That's beautiful. That's God's
now, that's
gift to us.
You get all the colds and the viruses.
No, you don't get a cold from the rain. That's nonsense.
You
no, you
do.
Don't. No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't.
You get on the bus.
No, you don't. You don't get a cold.
In a public place.
Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
Sneezing all over.
Shut up. You get a cold from people sneezing on you. You don't get a cold from the rain.
Yeah, I know, but when it's raining, it just seems to make it worse, all the damp and everything.
Okay.
But I bought a new phone. It's I bought myself a phone, you see. It's a pay-as-you-go Nokia.
Brilliant. Well, Sam, thanks very much for that. Sam there's got a new phone. Like I could care less. Konbanwa.
Konbanwa.
Don't say anything, Elizabeth. I've got to try something. And I'm really struggling with these sentences now, so hang on a second. Kono chukako no, kono
yes, that's right.
Is that right? Chukako, kono chukako ni yubin gyoku ga arimasu ka? Is that right?
No, I don't think it really makes sense. But
what?
When you say chugako, not chugako, but chugako.
So chugako, because it's the longer U.
Yeah, and so, chugako.
Chugako.
Yeah. That's
okay.
Really good.
Was the rest of the sentence right though? I was trying to ask, is there a post office near here?
Did you say chikaku?
Oh, did I mean to say chikaku? Oh, I'm lost now. Go on, what should I have said?
Kono chugakko ni wa yūbin kyoku ga chikaku ni arimasu ka?
Oh, God blimey, okay. That's, okay. So it's what's nearby? Chikaku?
Nearby is, yeah,
So, and it's not do. I thought it was doko. Doko chikaku ni yūbin gyoku ga arimasu ka?
No, you don't put doko. It's just chikaku.
Chikaku. Okay. All right. Or you could also say, Hang on a second. Doko yūbin gyoku wa. No, yūbin gyoku wa doko ni arimasu ka?
That's right.
Okay, I got there in the... I'm struggling at the moment, Elizabeth. I was trying to do some hiragana today, and I was struggling with it a lot.
It's really good.
Elizabeth, anything else?
Well, I wanted to talk about girls being jealous of other girls.
Elizabeth, stay there, because we're going to go to the news now. We will come back to you in a second. Is that all right?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Elizabeth, who's 12, she's Japanese, she's been speaking English for 3 years, and it's better than anybody in this room, I tell you that. Hang on, it's only me in this room. Right, 0845-6060-973. When we come back, we'll finish talking to Elizabeth, and then we'll have the first bit of the Jason Donovan interview. I'm very excited. More of your calls after this.
on 97.3 DAB and online. London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, two people arrested over the murder of a teenager in East London, scrutiny of the Chancellor's pre-budget report, and a film premiere with a difference in Leicester Square. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Two 17-year-olds have been arrested in connection with the murder of Rizwan Darba in Forest Gate. The teenager died after his friends were approached by a gang who demanded they hand over a mobile phone on Sunday afternoon. Rizwan, who was 17, was stabbed as he listened to music with his friends in West Ham Park. In his pre-budget report, the Chancellor's promised to raise the threshold for inheritance tax to £700,000 by 2010. Mr Darling also said investment in the NHS in England will rise from £90 billion this year to £110 billion in 2010. Corin Taylor from the Taxpayers Alliance has told LBC the plans for inheritance tax aren't as clear-cut as they may seem.
We're very pleased with the inheritance tax announcement. It's good news that, you know, the threshold for married couples has been doubled. But unfortunately, overall, the comprehensive spending review and the pre-budget report announcement raise taxes slightly overall. So the benefits from cutting inheritance tax, unfortunately, will be wiped out.
Police are appealing for witnesses after a young man was killed after he fell under a bendy bus in Ilford. 21-year-old Lee Beckwith was dragged for more than a mile by the number 25 service. He was found in Romford Road in Manor Park. The driver's been arrested. Six people have been arrested after abandoning their protest at a power station in Kent. Demonstrators were served with an injunction demanding that they come down from a chimney at the King's North power station in Medway. They were urging Prime Minister Gordon Brown to reject plans for Britain's first new coal plant in more than 20 years to be built on the site. Mothers who've lost their children to gun and knife crime are in Leicester Square for a film premiere tonight. Anti-gun film Hip Hop Opera looks at the myths that have created the urban assassins who are destroying our communities. Michelle Forbes is one of those attending. Her son was shot outside the family home in South London in December 2003. And she's told LBC young people need to know how guns affect families.
It's a scourge on our communities. It's like a cancer. And it's indiscriminate, it doesn't care. Those bullets don't care who they hit, and the gunmen don't care either.
If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news. Well, the A10 in Edmonton is closed. That's heading out of town at the Great Cambridge roundabout. That's because of an accident causing big delays back to Tottenham. London's weather. Well, once the rain clears, it'll be misty and murky tonight. It should be dry by the morning. Lows of 11 degrees. And right now in Ealing, it is 13. The sun's going to rise at 7:14, then a drier day with a lot of cloud around with some bright spells tomorrow, a maximum temperature of 19 degrees Celsius. You're listening to LBC, it's 8:03.
LBC. 97.3.
London's biggest conversation.
Time is like money. Any that you have spare is very precious. So why don't you invest some of your time in something really worthwhile? GlaxoSmithKline are looking for volunteers to take part in medical trials at Clinical Imaging Centre London. In return, you'll be compensated for your time and inconvenience. So if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. And find out how you can invest in the future. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
C97.3.
Cut the music, James. I haven't got much time. Cut it. It's Ian Lee. Good evening, etc. Jason Donovan's on in a minute. So look, I've got 1 minute exactly to talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hello there. I've exactly 1 minute.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about girls being jealous of other girls.
Yes, they do get jealous, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I'm jealous of girls who's more clever than I am.
Well, really?
Yes.
I can't think that there are that many girls who are more clever than you are.
Oh, there's plenty of girls that's more clever.
Can they speak Japanese and English?
No, but they can speak other languages.
Oh, other languages are rubbish. You speak the two best ones. What other languages can they speak? Chinese? Who uses that?
Oh, I don't know anybody who speaks Chinese, but, European...
Oh, no, the Spanish and French, no one needs... Elizabeth, I've got to cut you short because I have to go.
Okay.
Sayonara. Give us a call back tomorrow. We'll talk properly. Right. Sorry about that. Seems a little bit rude, but I have to do that. Right. Coming up now, earlier on in the evening, at the afternoon, Jason Donovan popped in for a chat. Isn't he the nicest chap? Have a listen to this. I've got Jason Donovan here. Jason, how's it going?
Good evening.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
Thanks. What a great opening line.
You were just telling me that that's... what are the worst questions you get asked? What's your most embarrassing moment? What's your favourite song?
No, I was just saying it's those interviews that sort of... That try to sort of put particular moments. It's like a diary. It's like, you know what you see at the back of the Evening Standard where they have...
60-second interviews.
It's like 60-second interviews.
What colour are you today?
Yeah, exactly. Pale pink.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And that's on the inside.
Wow.
Chocolate brown on the outside. or fake tan, you know.
You're looking kind of tanned. Is it real?
No, it's a Saint-Tropez. It's one you get in a bottle. You can put it at home.
You don't need to do that.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot you can do with a suntan.
Yeah.
You know, and there's it makes you feel good about yourself, you know. I only put it on up to there.
So if we were to go below the T-shirt, it's horrible,
well,
milky white.
You know, I'm not one of those orange sort of people that wears high heels that gets it done sort of in that sort of, you know.
What's the thing? There's a thing where you can go... I've never had a fake tan. There's a thing where you can go in and you stand with your arms out and it just sprays you and that's it.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem...
Well,
that's cheating.
It's a far healthier way of getting a suntan than probably either sitting in the UVA or UVB.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's cheaper than sunbeds.
Yeah.
It doesn't damage your skin. So I'd probably go for that option. But look, you know, at the bottom line and between the lines...
Hey, well done.
I would say to you that it is a suntan just makes you sometimes feel a little bit better about yourself.
Now listen, we've got you in. We'll talk about the book in a second. But we met before years and years ago.
On
the 11 o'clock show,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing you said, "Oh, Daisy Donovan." Yes, well done for remembering the fit girl that was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a genuine fan. And I
noticed Daisy, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is down at the suntan place in Kensington Church.
Oh, really?
Place. Yeah, I see her name in many places.
Yeah.
The dry cleaners.
Wow.
You know, there's little links that she and I have throughout the place.
Are you stalking her, Jason?
I'm not. Okay. No, but it'd be a sort of marriage made in heaven,
No need for anyone to change your name. It's easier for everyone.
Fantastic.
Now, but I was a genuine fan of yours, and I get a lot of stick for this. I came and saw you in concert.
Right.
When I was about maybe 16 or 17 at the Hammersmith Odeon, as it was then.
Okay.
And even then, at the age of 17, I was the oldest person there. But it was a good concert, man. It was a proper concert. I remember a bit where you come out on a skateboard, topless, playing guitar.
Yeah.
Now, pop stars don't do that these days.
Somewhere between Sting and Michael Hutchins, I was trying to be at that particular point in my life. I think the live sort of stuff I've always managed to sort of pull off quite well.
Yeah,
I've tried to give the element of personality in it, into it. I this year I did a tour that sort of, I was back at it was called the Odeon then, it's now called the Apollo.
Oh, the Labotz Apollo, I refuse to use that term. I tried to come, I couldn't get tickets. I couldn't get tickets because we got well excited, me and Chris, the producer.
Did you?
And we were going to try and get there and we couldn't, it sold out.
Well, I'm sure you would have been able to graft.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you'd looked a little deeper.
I'm not going to go and get tickets from a tout. I'm not going to spend 60
quid. No, but if you'd probably spent a bit more time with some of your researchers at some points, maybe they might have been able to.
What was it like coming back, that's a slightly lame term, but playing those bigger venues again after? When was the last time you sort of played venues like that?
Really sort of early 90s,
wow.
Probably. It's great. I think... When you have a sort of a catalogue like mine, I've done obviously a lot of theatre in between, but there is nothing like getting up and performing to a crowd that is there for you.
Mm.
I cite sort of Manchester and I think London as being sort of the two big shows of that tour this year. But it's funny, at my age, I struggled a lot with, you know, my singing career, as I deal a lot with in the book. You know, I was never the most naturally gifted musician in the world, but I was determined to be as versatile as I possibly can. And thank God that I did follow that dream. You know, it gave me a wonderful opportunity to explore the world, to play concerts, not just, you know, Odeons and the Wembleys and all those things. So what happened this year for me was I sort of felt relaxed being myself. So yeah, I pulled off what I thought was a good, diverse sort of show that wasn't just about someone trying to be, you know, Rick Astley at the time, or, you know, or it was about just being myself.
It's embarrassing when you get men in their mid-30s, early 40s, pretending that they're 25 again and, you know, as if nothing has changed, nothing's moved on. Those are slightly uncomfortable concerts. Yours wasn't like that then.
Well, this year, no, mine was slightly biographical, you know. There was a lot of chat. I like to talk, particularly when I know what I'm talking about. I try and keep a sense of humour, because I think that's really important in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a bit of a message in, you know, and I think with a lot of my fans, even though I haven't really sort of managed to come out with new material for a long time, I think that my story, and again, sort of slightly going back to the book, has been sort of well and truly documented. So there's a bit of a sentimentality, you know, and they're quite loyal sort of fans.
Now, the book Between the Lines, that's out now. How hard was it to write that? Because I've not read it. I've read the extracts that have been in the paper. And you did some naughty stuff.
Yes.
I would imagine it's kind of knocked your memory for six, hasn't it?
Well, it's sort of...
Some naughty stuff. I'm referring to drugs.
Well, cocaine is what you're saying. Let's cut straight to the chase. Has my memory sort of suffered? Maybe that's one of the reasons why I decided to stop it. You know, I found cannabis abuse really was worse for that than cocaine. But I, you know, I just really felt, I sort of towards the end of the 90s really just got bored with the whole process of taking drugs. I could afford to earlier on, and I probably still could afford to now, but I decided that I prefer to, you know, having got two gorgeous kids and Ange, my partner, who was extremely strong, that sort of enabled me to sort of push those things to one side, that I don't need them in my life now. But what led to that really was this sort of constant thing that a lot of probably acts my age, and going back to the whole music thing and a sort of slight insecurity, is this element of trying to be cool, trying to look for being cool. I looked at myself in Joseph with at one point in a mirror, and I had a loincloth on, a pair of white fluffy socks, some gold shoes, and a Technicolor dream coat, and thought, where the hell is my career going?
It's a nice image, though.
You know, it's a nice image. Yeah. And in fact, it was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, there's many people that wanted to come and see that show that, you know, were my peers at the time. But I couldn't, I was listening to too many Nirvana records.
Well, yes, so this is what I read at the time, is that you wanted to be like a rock star, you know, and do that kind of thing. Is that right?
I sort of more folk rock, you know. I'd always dealt with this sort of my persona being one thing, and yet people perceptions of me privately were very sort of different. But why try and change something that was working, you know? But it just got to a pressure point where I felt no, enough was sort of.
So did you fight against being, because you were a teeny bopper, I guess is a kind of a phrase, did you fight against that? Because did you leave Stock Aitken and Waterman and do an album that was kind of more self-penned stuff, and it went a bit more mature, the music?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Well, people didn't buy it, did they? Well, it was a good album. It was a proper, but the kids didn't want it.
No, it was called All Around the World. Yeah. I mean, look, every career, I think, to a certain degree, has that exploratory sort of stage, you know? I think, you know, the whole Robbie Williams thing that happened recently with his last record that didn't quite work, you know, you have this explosion. People know you as they did for me then with this Four on the Floor dance beat, and suddenly you want to take things in a different direction. The constructions of the song were brilliant, and in fact the vocals that I did on that record for Polydor sort of early to mid 90s I thought were some of the best that I was doing up until that point, but you know, somehow it just didn't gel. Yet Something Like Any Dream Will Do, when I first listened to that song, I thought, you know, this song just can't be a hit. You know, someone turned around to me and said, you're going to look with this guy called Weber, and I thought, does he make barbecues? You know,
he said it was the Phantom of the Opera himself.
Yes, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Have you seen any of that Joseph program they had on the telly?
I was involved in it in a peripheral sort of sense.
Right.
So I was on the BBC payroll for that.
Right. Okay.
But you know, used intermittently for moments of you know, constructive criticism rather than just criticism. I'll not say that the judges didn't, you know, provide interesting criticism for the people on there, but I thought it was a well done show. I thought Graham Norton really does an excellent job in that sort of format, and I think they chose the right guy. I'm a little bit biased. I do think that I look and I sounded sort of a little bit more Joseph.
Why didn't they get you to do it again? Surely that would be a massive draw. And if they got
you
back,
I just can't see myself back there again.
Okay, we've got more of that coming up. If you want to give us a call, 0845 6060 973. Still taking your calls, and we'll hear more from Jason Donovan after this. It's the I got to hang out with Jason Donovan, Karen.
Oh, wow, lucky you.
What have you been all sarcastic for?
Well, you can't just show off like that. You're meant to take it, like, in your stride and go, yeah, just another star.
Take this. He was the nicest man I've ever met, even nicer than boring Alan Joyce.
Oh, no one's nicer than Alan Joyce, and I mean that. He's really nice.
Is he standing there beside you?
Alan, get off my arm.
You don't have to say anymore. Let's have the travel news, please, Karen.
Well, the A10 is still closed as you head out of town at the Great Cambridge Roundabout. It's because of an accident on that stretch. It's the second accident on that stretch this evening, and it's causing the traffic to queue back to the roundway in Tottenham. All of these queues in the area are not helped by a breakdown on the North Circular, blocking a lane as you head westbound. It's just before the Clockhouse interchange. The traffic lights in the centre of town at Piccadilly Circus are still not working properly. They're all out of sync and causing delays back to Hyde Park Corner. They've been broken for ages now. And on the M25, it's slow clockwise from 17 for Maple Cross to 18 for Chorleywood. There's a lorry tyre on the middle lane just by junction 18. Thank you, David, for your update about that on the Jam Line. You can call us too on the Jam Line if you have an incident to report on 08000 68 60 80. On the Tube, severe delays clockwise on the Circle Line and delays on the Northern and District Lines. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Out of the early morning mist, my ship was attacked by pirates.
My baby was kept alive in a Tesco's bag.
I've been married for 2.5 years, and I met my wife 2 weeks ago.
You couldn't make me up.
With Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
All this week at 10 to 9.
LBC 97.3.
Understand more about yourself, the way you think, behave and communicate with people around you.
Make sense of your world with Psychologies, the first women's magazine that's about what we are really like, not just what we look like.
This month, we have more choices than ever before at work and at home, but many couples are finding their changing roles cause more trouble than they solve. Find out how men and women can understand each other better. And what do we mean by infidelity?
Make sense of your world with Psychologies magazine.
New issue out now.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
The interview we're playing with Jason Donovan was pre-recorded for everybody who's phoned in wanting to speak to him. I think I mentioned that. I have mentioned. It's not. This isn't the Blue Peter Cat all over again, is it? It's not. We're not doing a GMTV. It's pre. He came in at 5:30 and did it. Oh, and we've got pictures as well. We'll put them up on the website, can we? Me with Jason Donovan, the nicest man ever. But you can call in about all the other stuff we're talking about this evening. So 0845 6060 973. Chris may just be sitting there, you know, not doing much. So make him work for the next 15 minutes or so. What are we talking about? Sidecars on motorbikes that you don't really see them anymore, and it seems to be a great loss to the motorcycling world. If you're a girl, what girl do you have an irrational hatred of? And what else? Oh, there was something else we were going to... Oh, I need to find out where real people get curtains from. Oh, yes, we do have to say, of course, that in the course of this interview with Jason Donovan, there are many, many references to... Very honest interview, I thought, to be honest with you. Very honest and open. There are many references to ingesting and using drugs. Now, I think Jason will be the first to say, and if he wouldn't, I will be for him, drugs are very, very bad. We don't condone them. Everyone makes their own choices and follows their own path, but we, of course, here at LBC 97.3, and myself, do not in any way condone the use of drugs. But going back to what I was talking about, real curtains, I got the quote in from John Lewis. Flip it. I'll tell you what that was in a little bit. Unbelievable. So I need to know where to get curtains from, cheap, and blinds. 0845 606093. I know it's not a great topic, but I'm just using, exploiting the show for my own good. Anyway, so Jason Donovan, he's got a book coming out, Between the Lines, and here's more of that interview. You've done Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I did that. I've done... recently, I did a thing called Sweeney Todd, which has, funnily enough, but just been made into a Tim Burton film with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I did a play called Feston last year. I've done a TV series in Australia. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, you know, when I sort of put the book together, and what I fundamentally found is that people in life are really only interested when you're... or the press are probably really only interested when you're in its extremes, when you're either high or you're really low.
Yeah.
But the book enables me to give you a little bit of the middle ground, to put the pieces together, to understand why it goes from high to low, to middle, and to all those sort of extremes.
What's it like when you've been, you know, an international pop star like you were, to that inevitable decline? Is that, I guess that's when the drug use kind of took over and went a bit crazy, was it?
Well, I sort of needed to crash the car anyway, so it was inevitable that was going to happen, you know. You know, again, I didn't drink alcohol till I was nearly 30 or something.
Really?
At all. Well, my father loved a drink and was quite aggressive, and I found that all a little too confronting. Not that he ever used that on me, but it was just this sort of macho strength that I was just like... and, you know, I much prefer a big fat spliff and just chill out and let the world go by. You know, so again, going back to, I was sort of leading this double life, and you know, once the Joseph thing came around, that was so glossy, and it was a sort of this confirmation that there was some sort of career for me, you know, out there. But I'd worked solidly for sort of 6 years, and when I work really hard. I have to say, I'm not someone who does anything by halves.
Yeah.
And that's been indicative of my entire life, really. So I just decided to go out in about 93, 94, and I think I came home sort of 2000, maybe.
And so are you completely clean now, or do you still...
Yeah,
everything?
Absolutely. I love a drink. Yeah. I love to have a glass of wine, but nothing else.
Well, that's...
The hardest thing's tobacco.
Really?
Yeah. The rest you can...
That's remarkable, because I've seen people, you know, kind of just use drugs socially and then they're gone. I've seen, you know, some people in terrible, terrible states, and they have a terrible time getting off it. But you managed to just... When the time is right.
I didn't find cocaine that hard to get off.
Okay.
I mean, it just really is one of those sort of... selfish sort of things. It's that process of staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, and watching the sunrise after many years of doing that and playing ping pong in Notting Hill.
That was what you were doing on
I did a hell of a lot of table tennis.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I found it boring, actually, really. I needed a get out clause, and having my daughter sort of strung to me around my chest walking through West London was sort of, it was just as exciting, but also burning for me, and something that sort of is quite cliched in terms is the fact that I always kept reasonably fit, you know. I've always been quite into my sport and swimming. I go back to Australia quite regularly, did so during the 90s, beach, you know. There is something compelling about that environment that that works with drugs, yes, but doesn't as well, and makes you think that there is another life that is far more fulfilling. In nature, you get to see nature a lot more. You know?
Yeah, well, it's good that you did manage to clean up, you know, because you've probably seen it as well. People just becoming wrecks. I've seen it, and it's hideous. So it's good that you managed to do it. And the book. Did you write that on your own, or do you have one of those ghostwriters?
I had a ghostwriter.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
What does a ghostwriter do? Do you tell them the stories and they type, or...?
You know, you give a lot of interviews.
Right, okay.
I mean, and it depends on how involved you want to be in the process. You can be as much involved in it as you want to. You give, you know, sort of hours and hours of interviews, and then she tries whittles down and catalogues your life. I mean, for someone like me, you can go back to press cuttings, I think.
Yeah.
And on computer, they go back to sort of 1993, 92. Beyond that, it was a little more difficult. Sorry, before that wasn't difficult, because that was lots of press cuttings of my own. So we managed to pick up pieces. I guess the drug sort of period becomes a little blurred, but then again, and I actually had diaries of my own.
Oh, okay. Publish the diaries. That's a big thing.
Well,
at the moment.
They're not like today. I decided to drive down to Shepherd's Bush and grab a donut. You know, no, it was more just dates and appointments.
Oh, okay.
So you begin to edit the process with the ghostwriter, and again, if you want to be involved more and more, you try and capture a voice, which is ultimately what you do. If someone says, you know, Jason, you know, like my manager Richard at the time used to call me Dono, you know, the ghostwriter Natasha was sort of putting it down as, hey, Jason, you know, in sort of speaking terms, I said, no, it's, you know, that's Dono. Mm. So you fashion it around how you feel the book should go. You divide your life up into chapters, which is always quite unique. It's about trying to find characters that people would be interested in, because, you know, you start jumping from one character to the next. In reality, that's probably how it happens, but that doesn't always sort of make for an interesting read. The editing process, you know, what you keep in, what you keep out.
And the thing is, well, what's good about this, I am going to get it. You've had a life. You get some of these people that have, you know, they're 22 years old and they release an autobiography. You think, well, what have you done? You haven't done anything. You've pretty much...
It's called cash, really. I mean, sorry.
I suppose. Do they pay well?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know what I got paid. I don't know what, you know, Wayne Rooney gets or anyone like that. But I think you're right. But, you know, hey, if there's a market for something, you know...
What's next for you? Is that a ridiculous question?
No, it's not actually that ridiculous. I've just finished a TV series for ITV.
Oh, brilliant.
For a company called Qdos.
Okay, yeah.
Who did a thing called Life on Mars.
Yeah.
Hustle and Spooks.
Big stuff.
So this is a very exciting project. It was done for 3 months over the summer. It's an hour of television on starting in January, ITV1, and it starts with a sort of a sitcom called Moving Wallpaper.
Mm.
And Moving Wallpaper is like an office version of a television production company.
Oh, okay.
And talks about the making of Echo Beach, which is the drama that I'll be part of. So there's a character called Ben Miller. Do you know Ben Miller?
Yeah.
He's the leading man.
Oh, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's I'm a big fan of his.
He's very, very good. Very funny.
Yeah.
So suddenly, you know, it has this situation where, you know, they're talking about getting Jason Donovan involved in this TV series.
That's
Martin
good.
McCutcheon's.
Yeah.
And then at 9:30, you'll cut to...
The program
itself.
That sounds
And there's
brilliant.
little links between the two. So that's sort of kept me busy.
That sounds quite exciting. It doesn't sound like
exciting.
Your usual sort of fare as well. It's got maybe a bit of Larry Sanders kind of behind the scenes.
There's a definite element to that.
Brilliant.
And it's cool. I have to say, it's pretty cool.
Hey, listen, man, it's good to see you back. I keep saying back. That's a really lazy phrase. You've been nowhere. You've been in, you know, where you've been, and that's... But the book is Between the Lines. Have I got that right?
Uncut.
Yeah.
Story uncut.
And, okay. And you're doing book signings on Saturday at Waterstones in Bluewater. What are the people that turn up at the book signings? What are they like? Be honest.
They're,
Be honest.
No, they're, I mean, a lot of them are genuine fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have incredible loyal fans.
Yeah.
I'm
Do you get
I'm
those girls that hug you for just that little bit too long, and then security has to come and prise their fingers off of you?
It's not so bad at book signings, because people are a little bit more mature at book signings.
Oh, okay.
You know,
the older lady.
It's a very different crowd, and they're looking for something a little bit more, is what I'm finding.
Okay.
It's the guys with the hair parted across the middle and the sweaty palms sort of, you know, two teeth in the front and sort of...
They'll get you, Jason.
Yeah.
They'll get you eventually. So the Waterstones at Bluewater between 11 and 12, and then on the same day, Saturday the 13th, between 2:30 and 3:30, WH Smith in Lakeside. It's good to see you, man. It's good
Thanks,
to
man.
Hear that you're doing stuff as well.
Yeah.
Any music? Is that you're going
to
be?
Well, maybe another tour at the end of next year. But you know, I've managed to sort of realise that hasn't got the momentum that I thought it would get.
Mm.
Very honest. But you know, there's still little things bubbling along. I love music. I'm passionate about it. And I've still always, you know, it's still a big hobby of mine. Whether it becomes a commercial venture for me in the next 12 months, I don't know. So we'll see.
Jason Donovan, really nice to see you, man. Cheers.
Thanks.
When it comes to sport or movies, where do you stand? Are you a football fan or a film buff? Do you like your action and drama with balls or with bad guys? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is, are you rugby or romance? Cricket or comedy? Movie premiere or Premier League? For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
On 97.3,
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Sam Pittis. Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with the murder of a 17-year-old in Forest Gate. Rizwan Daba died after his friends were approached by a gang who demanded they hand over a mobile phone in West Ham Park on Sunday afternoon. Union leaders are welcoming the extra investment in health and education promised by the Chancellor, but are warning parts of the public sector will suffer cuts. TUC General Secretary Brendan Barber says some parts of the public sector have received a very tight settlement. Alistair Darling also announced in his pre-budget report he's raising the threshold for inheritance tax. More than 100 celebrities are giving up their time to celebrate the Pride of Britain on the South Bank. Famous faces including Ewan McGregor, Westlife and the Sugar Babes are meeting real-life heroes at the annual awards bash to celebrate their achievements. And at half-time in the Johnstone's Paint Trophy, it's 0-0 between Leighton Orient and Dagenham and Redbridge. Elsewhere, it's Brighton 1, Barnet 0. That game's still in the first half. London's travel, the A10 is closed, heading out of town at the Great Cambridge roundabout where there's an accident, queues towards the closure. And London's weather. Well, once the rain clears, it's going to be misty and murky tonight. It should be dry by the morning, lows of 11 degrees, and right now it's 13 degrees in Hammersmith. You are listening to LBC, and it's 8:31.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's good evening.
So, there's an advert on the telly, right, for fish. Fish fingers, I think it is. And you must have seen it, because it's on all the time. And I hate it. I hate it, and I don't get it. I hate it, and I don't get it, right? There's a family sitting around a table having their tea, and the girl's a bit of a swot. She's a brain box, and she's obviously revising for, I don't know, like, science. Revising her science. And so the family are asking her questions. But it's not just the family that are sitting there. It's Suggsy from Madness, right? So Suggsy's there. So the first question is, what's Suggsy doing at their dinner table? That'd be weird. And if Suggsy came round, and if I was the dad, right, and Suggsy came round for dinner, I would say, Janine, or whatever, daughter, now is not the time to be doing science review. We've got Suggsy. Put the science away, have your dinner, and be polite.
I wouldn't serve him fish fingers either.
No, I wouldn't serve Suggsy fish fingers. I'd serve him, like, caviar. I'd do something exquisite, because he's a... Anyway, or, I don't know, is the implication that Suggsy and this bloke have shacked up together? That the wife has died, has left... You know, who's whatever. Let's say she died, right? So the wife has died, and then the wife has left, right? And then later died, but that's after she left, so that's irrelevant. Okay, so she left the husband because he wanted to sleep with Suggsy, but then she died at a later date, right? So he's shacked up with Suggsy because they're in love, and that is fine. I'm not saying that Suggsy is gay, but in the context of this advert, this is how I am interpreting it, right? And that's fine. So they're asking all these questions, and then the boy makes up a question that isn't on the card. She's not revised, right? So she doesn't know the answer, okay, about omega-3, right? So he makes up a question, how does he know about omega-3? What does he know about omega-3, right? And then Suggsy gets a wry smile on his face. He stops time. He stops time like that, and it all goes Matrix-styly. I'm Suggsy from Madness. Now, I can stop time, and I'm living with this man. Is that... So I don't know if those are the exact words. He said, I can stop time and I'm living with this man and his family. And they've served me fish fingers, which is well out of order. Anyway, by coincidence, omega-3 comes from fish fingers. It's more back to Mick Jagger again, isn't it? But it's trying to be Suggsy, right? And then it all starts again. And then Suggsy rips his soul out of his body and throws it to the gods as he whores himself and they play one of the Madness songs that he sold. What the hell has Suggs and Madness got to do with fish flipping fingers? I don't get it at all. And it gets me angry. It just frustrates me. If anyone can phone up and say, yes, Ian, I can explain the advert to you, because you may not know this, but Suggsy is connected with fish. And he said fish farmers, of course. What's another word for fish farmer, Chris?
Fisherman.
Correct. Suggsy is associated with fishermen. 0845 6060973. What the hell has Suggsy got to do with fish fingers? John in Croydon.
Good morning, Mrs. Millipede.
Happy New Day.
You said about a quarter of an hour ago that we should phone in to Chris just to keep him on his toes.
Yes.
Because he wasn't doing anything.
He wasn't doing anything at all during the last 30 minutes of radio.
Yeah, so I phoned in, and just to test how on his toes he was, I said, can I ask a question to Jason Donovan?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, fine, I'll call you back in a minute. So he's obviously an idiot.
What, did he... It's the Blue Peter Cat all over again.
Yes.
John, where do I get curtains from that aren't from John Lewis? Because they quoted me an absolute fortune.
I wouldn't recommend you getting curtains from anywhere, because they're a bourgeois deviation.
Yeah, good point. But I do need to be deviated bourgeoisly.
Oh, no, I think you need to develop your revolutionary consciousness.
OK. Is it, I want to get... Well, anyway, we'll see if anyone knows. Anyway, John, you've called in. Was there anything? Were you just trying to catch Chris out?
Yeah, that was it, basically.
OK, globule. Oh, we missed it. Sorry, mum. Oh, Nancy, you're a curtain expert.
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Well, hang on a second. Are you an expert or are you a fraud?
No, we are curtain experts.
Listen to this, right? John Lewis, who I'm a big fan of John Lewis. I get lots of stuff there. A little bit pricey, but I like them. But they gave me a quote for a pair of curtains just over a normal window in the spare room.
Okay.
To be made and then to be fitted. £650.
Right.
And then two blinds at the back, one over a window, one over the back door, £350 for the two.
Right, that does sound quite a lot.
I felt that was a lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you can come out to your place free of charge, show you samples, and go through everything and hopefully do you a really good service.
Can you fit them for me?
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't... Everyone says, oh, well, you should be able to fit curtains. They're easy. But I did it once and I completely muffed it up. It's the hardest thing in the world.
No, I mean, there is a technique to it, obviously. Yeah. And my husband's got 20 years' experience, so...
He couldn't put some shelves up for us as well, could he?
Yeah, I'm sure he could do that for you, not a problem.
Could he really?
Yeah, why not?
Nancy, now, give website, please.
OK, so it's www.
Yes.
Hampers, P-A-N... P-H-E-R-S.
Yes.
And Perfections, P-U-R-R.
Yes.
F-E-C.
Yes.
P-I-O-N.
Oh, Perfections.
Playing on the Panther.
I like it, yes.
.co.uk.
Do big cats, like, this is a silly question you may not know the answer to.
Yeah.
Big cats, like panthers and lions, do they actually purr?
Not too sure on that.
No, I don't.
I'd like to think so. It would be nice to think so.
Imagine the size of a lion's purr. That's going to be some noise, isn't it? That's going to be a rattle.
Possibly. Yeah.
Nancy, do you think you can beat the John Lewis quote?
Yeah, let's go for it. I'll say now that we will be able to.
Nancy, listen, I may get in touch. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Cheers. You're welcome.
Excellent stuff. There we go. Cheers. I shall check that. I may just go for a ready-made, which I believe you can get these days. You can get ready-made curtains, can you? Can you?
Yeah, it's 2007.
But how will the ready-made know what size my window is?
They come in all sizes, don't they?
Well, do they come in exactly the right size for a window that I own?
More or less.
Okay. 0845 6060973. You can tell I don't have a clue how to live life. I haven't got a flipping clue. Philip?
Yes, Ian?
I did get your email. I deleted it by mistake.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Philip sent me a question to ask to Jason
Donovan. Yeah, it was about his father.
It was, and I deleted it by mistake. I'm very, very sorry.
That's okay.
I do that sometimes.
Okay.
And but I thank you for sending
anyway, that. Reason I rang Ian, I could just add a little bit about this advert with Suggs.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it.
Well, what I understand is that over the whole range of food that this company make, they're running a competition. Inside the packets are a code number which people have to enter.
Oh, yeah.
And they win the mortgage, which Suggs mentions at the end of the advert.
What?
You could have your mortgage paid.
Oh, okay. By Suggsy?
Yeah, by the company.
Oh, by the company. Yeah. So not Suggsy. Suggsy won't.
Oh no, I can't see Suggsy paying. You know, paying your mortgage.
No, that'd be ridiculous.
How I know about it is that I've got an elderly neighbour that buys the ready meal dinners that this company makes.
Okay, yes.
And we had a look inside, and there was this code, and we texted it in, and they got back to us and said we hadn't been lucky.
Yeah.
So that's it's only a very small part mentioned that he mentions about.
Oh, and then the song, of course, is Our House.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Oh.
So he's paying for the mortgage.
Oh, I see. And he's probably paying for his mortgage by selling his soul like that.
The other thing I wanted to mention here, did you see the American version of Deal No Deal on Sunday night on BBC One?
I've seen the American version. Yeah. That's with the bald guy.
Yeah, Howie Mandel.
I saw it in America, yes, with the sexy ladies on stairs.
Well, what it was, they showed... I don't know if you watched the programme with Patricia Arquette called Medium.
No.
Well, she was dreaming that she was a contestant on the American version.
All right, yeah.
And Howie was there with all the girls and everything.
Yes.
And the woman, Patricia, goes through it, and they accuse her of cheating.
Yes.
And they stop it, and... anyway, that is, she wakes up.
Right.
I mean, but as I say, it was interesting. I mean, I'd seen it in the States.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was interesting to see how Mandel does it. And
did you see the Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
No, I didn't. I don't have Sky at the moment.
Yeah, stole the idea. Stole the idea from me.
Yeah, I heard that because I know you were saying about that.
I can trace it to the exact moment they stole it as well, because I said it to someone who worked for a company. Oh, hang on. Now that company's making it, are they? Oh, it's like, that is it these days.
It seems a bit, a bit strange that they sort of got Edmonds doing it.
It's odd, isn't it, that Edmonds is suddenly in favour of the moment again? Because I liked him on Swap Shop, but even on Swap Shop, I always thought he was a little bit smug.
Mm,
and on the deal on the no deal, just think... I find him a little bit insincere.
What annoys me about Deal No Deal in this country is that the people they live with each other, don't they?
They live. Well, how long do they take off work?
I don't know.
They must be off work for months.
Three or four shows a day, I'm sure.
And they all live together in the same. Yes. It's all a little bit incestuous.
Well, yeah, I mean, in America, from what I understand it, well, I mean, they don't have people holding the cases. They've got beautiful girls.
One contestant at a time, like a normal game show.
That's right.
No.
I think it would be much better if they used a completely different people. They didn't live together. They came on for each show and probably never met.
I've just found a way of making it much better.
What's that?
The fact that they should use the same people. But when they pull the tape and they open the box, right?
Yes.
Now, if the box, which is good, red or blue? Blue is the bad one, isn't it?
Yes.
Blue means it's less than 3,000 or whatever.
Yes.
If they've got a blue box, they should get an electric shock.
Oh, dear, yes.
And the smaller the amount of money, the bigger the electric shock. But their hands are shackled to the box, so they can't take their hands off. So if they got 1p, they get like 10,000 volts for 10 seconds.
I mean, that would be
that
in Australia, in the Australian version, I could be wrong,
I think
some of them get some of the money.
Oh.
The people, if the person doesn't get the money, they get a percentage of the money.
Oh, yes. The electric shock. I'm writing that down. Let me write that down. The electric shock.
How about a trapdoor?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Okay, well, here's a question.
Yeah.
Interesting you mentioned trapdoors, Chris. Do trapdoors actually work? Because it has to drop away, okay?
Yeah.
It has to drop in the middle. You can't slide because you'd kind of fall at an angle. So it has to drop in the middle, right?
You should have asked Jason, because, I mean, he probably had a trapdoor in Joseph.
He probably did. Well, they have the trapdoors in theatres are different, though, because it goes up and down gently. This is like to actually, to send you to the sharks or something. So the trapdoor, it has to open in the middle. It has to open quick, okay?
Yeah.
So it's like, boom. There has to be big enough for someone to fall through, even if they put their arms out a bit, because if you fall down.
Yeah.
So it's got to be big enough. Even if I've got my arms out a bit, I still go straight through. There can't be any catching. Do trapdoors actually work?
I don't know. I must admit,
I want to get one.
No, I've been on a stage a couple of times, but I've never seen a trapdoor.
I want to get one. Well, Philip, as always, thought-provoking.
Okay, all the best.
Good lad. Let's go to Pete. Hello, Pete.
Ian.
Yes?
I've got some great news for you, my friend.
Do you know someone who can install a trapdoor in my flat?
No, nothing even better than that.
That's what I'm after.
Listen, I've just come back from the Munich Beer Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll never guess who I saw out there.
Was it Sparks?
Nope.
Was it Pete Townsend from The Who?
Nope, shall I tell you?
Muhammad Ali?
No.
Was it Rory Bremner?
Ian, it was Barry Colt.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, he was there in the flesh.
No,
I can't believe it. Because I've only listened to the podcast and heard that someone said he died.
No,
it's a terrible mistake. I'm telling you, I saw him. And what's more, I've got a photograph to prove it.
Well, listen, Pete, if you... Okay, stay calm, Ian. You could be having a very... If anyone who missed this, of course, Barry Cork, great entertainer, died, supposedly, last week. Pete, if you're winding me up, you're sick.
No, there's no wind-up.
If you're winding me up, you're sick.
I'm going to send you the photograph.
Send me the photograph.
It couldn't have been a look. I mean, how many one-armed people do you know that look exactly like...
Send me the photograph, Pete.
Yeah.
And until then, I'm going to remain suspicious. All right?
Okay, mate.
All right. If that's a joke...
I'll send you it tomorrow.
If that's a joke, you're a sick man.
No. Of course it's no joke. Right. I wouldn't joke about a thing like that.
Good evening, Peter.
Good evening.
Okay. 0845-6060-973. We're straying dangerously close to being vaguely professional, so I think we should just back off slightly now and... hang on, let me just take this. Yes, Martin?
Listen.
Yeah.
I came back from Amsterdam yesterday.
Yeah.
And I went to the Lane Estate of Barry Cole.
Yeah.
Definitely him.
Oh, God, this is going to be one of those big conspiracy theories again, isn't it?
Because, I went up to him and I, poked him just to make sure. Yeah. It was definitely him.
So we just said that fella, Peter's just saying that Barry Cole is still alive.
Oh, you know Barry Cole. He never liked beer.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was doing in Munich, or, the beer festival.
It's going to be like Elvis all over again. He's going to be spotted working in Sainsbury's. He's going to be the taxi driver in Brighton. Martin, well, listen, thank you. Martin, of course, brought us the sad news last week that Barry Cook had died. We'll see. We'll wait for Pete's picture to come through. 0845 6060973. We'll speak to Charlotte after this. The 7 News, Karen Mercer.
The A10 is now open as you head out of town at the Great Cambridge Roundabout after an accident. There were, in fact, two separate accidents on that stretch of road this evening. You won't be able to get onto the Marylebone flyover into town from Harrow Road as police have closed the entry slip because of an incident. If you can see exactly what's happening there and how it's affecting the traffic, please give me a ring on the jam line 08000 686080 with your update. The traffic lights aren't working properly in the centre of town, still at Piccadilly Circus, and that's causing a delay back to Hyde Park Corner. And on the M25, it's very slow clockwise from 17 for Maple Cross to 18 for Chorley Wood. There was a lorry tyre on the middle lane. Now, if you're heading out onto the tubes, all the services are running fine, but on the train, C2C services have delays of up to 20 minutes between Grays and Pitsea. And then from 9 o'clock, there will be alterations and cancellations on Heathrow Connect and Heathrow Express services because of some emergency engineering works in the Southall area. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update in 30 minutes.
Some things just go together. Fish and chips, gin and tonic, Ant and Dec. But what goes with you?
What goes with you?
If you're yet to find your perfect partner and you're bored of looking in bars and fed up with your friends' mates, maybe it's time to try meeting new people from the comfort of your own home with LBC Dating. It's a fast, easy way to meet people just like you. It's free to join and upload your own profile and look through other profiles to find your perfect partner. Become a member today by going to lbcdating.com. Find your perfect date with LBC Dating. Whether you commute, race, or a cycling novice, if two wheels is your thing, then the Cycle Show is for you. Sneak a preview of the new 2008 models before they hit the shops. You can buy the latest clothing ranges, see the best accessories, and watch top professionals compete at the Trials Arena. Test the newest bikes on massive mountain bike, commuter, and kids tracks, and take the Duathlon Challenge. For tickets, call 08701 261 793 or log on to cycleshow.co.uk. The Cycle Show, the 12th to the 14th of October at Earl's Court. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for box number 3. Okay, Bob, good luck. I hope it's a... It would be brilliant, wouldn't it? It would be brilliant. Electrocute the boxes on deal or no deal, I say. Right. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. We'll have a recap. Have we got a break at 5:02 in this hour? We have, thank you. We'll have a recap after 9 o'clock about what we've been talking about so far. It's been a proper show. If you've just tuned in, I thoroughly recommend you get the podcast from the LBC website, lbc.com. And we've pulled that from there. Because it's been all right so far, I think.
What?
I just got bored of talking for a second. I do get bored of talking at times. Charlotte.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Charlotte.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, good. Clive doesn't like people to ask how he is.
Well,
Clive Ball.
Clive Ball. Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't think he minds really.
No.
I don't. Did you hear him on Sunday? He does Sunday nights now.
All right.
Yeah, Sunday night 10 till 1. It's very good.
Oh, Oh, good.
Yeah, he's working 5 days a week now, which is long been campaigning for him to do. So four days a week? What kind of cushy job is that? I don't think so.
Yeah, it'll be Christmas soon, won't it?
Excuse me?
Christmas soon.
What? Yes, it will be Christmas soon. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Christmas.
Adverts on the telly for Christmas already.
Yes, good. I'm looking forward to it. For Christmas dinner and presents, and who knows what else will happen in the magic
of Christmas. Are you going away for Christmas too?
I will probably go to my mum's for Christmas and Boxing Day.
Oh, no, we're snowy.
No.
Talking about going away.
Well, I was talking about going away. That may still happen. We'll see.
Is that Christmas? Somewhere snowy?
Yeah.
Is it going to be Christmas?
When? It will be Christmas.
Are you going away at Christmas?
No. We're going around the house, is it? No, I would never go away over Christmas. I don't agree with it.
No.
Don't agree with it. But I might go away a weekend before Christmas.
Oh, what I rang about was I've been watching a programme on the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yeah. You know it doesn't exist, don't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I can tell you now, the Loch Ness Monster is a myth. It doesn't exist.
Oh, you spoiled it.
Oh, did I ruin the end? Did you not see the end bit? What did the programme say?
No, it's just going through it all again about whether it did and whatever.
Yes.
And I think it's quite interesting.
What do you think, Charlotte?
It could be. It might be.
In other words, you're sitting on a fence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come off that fence, one way or the other, one side or the other, Charlotte. Do you think yes, do you think no? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
If I had to say no, probably.
Of course it doesn't. It's a big monster in a lock. No. And they say, oh, well, there might be a tunnel that leads out to the sea. No, there isn't. Oh, it might be dead. No, it's not, because it never existed. Oh, and there's that famous picture where you can see its head and the humps. Well, the thing is, all you can see in that picture is the head and humps. There is no possible way to work out what size... the thing is in that picture. There is nothing to compare it with.
No, they thought it could have been, in the Ice Age, the ice could have melted,
yes.
And the lock was sort of separated, and there could have been still some in there.
No.
In the lock.
There isn't. They don't exist.
Oh,
and the Yeti doesn't exist?
No.
Bigfoot doesn't exist. It's not real. Ghosts don't exist?
Oh, I've seen a ghost.
Well... Go on, tell us, because... go on.
Oh, you didn't... well, we were staying in a flat.
Yes.
With a friend, in a friend's flat.
Yes.
And I was sleeping in the bedroom, bedrooms next to each other. And I woke up and saw sort of a white shape in front of me.
A white shape in front of you?
Yeah, like a white mist.
Yeah,
and I thought it was either my mum or my sister.
Right.
So I put my hand out and said, and it just floated through the wall.
Right.
No, really, it was just a white shape.
You were asleep?
No, when I woke up, I was awake.
I've had dreams where I've been awake in them, and they've been so vivid. I thought I'd been awake, but I haven't. I've actually been asleep still.
Yeah, but I spoke and I put my hand.
I speak in my sleep.
Oh dear.
Charlotte, I don't want to debunk you. It's the last thing I'm going to do. But I'm going to debunk you. You didn't see a ghost.
Aww.
They don't exist. It's all a load of old
Derek
toffee.
Derek Acora says they exist.
Well, Derek Acora makes a lot of money out of saying ghosts. If I could make money out of saying ghosts existed, Charlotte, I would say ghosts exist. Now, I'm not saying Derek Acora is a liar. Of course I'm not saying that. But it's a load of old guff. Ghosts don't exist and you can't talk to dead people.
No, I don't think you can talk to dead people.
No.
I'm sure I did.
Okay, well, Charlotte, thank you for that.
Okay,
bye-bye. You didn't, because they don't exist. Well, Chris, why have you typed that on my screen?
What?
That.
Oh, because I just remembered it as a really good film.
Bigfoot and the Hendersons.
Yeah, it was quite funny, wasn't it?
It was rubbish.
With John Lithgow.
It was a TV series as well, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I'm talking about the movie.
I'm talking about Alf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't Bigfoot, though.
No, he was an alien life form.
Was he?
Yeah, that's what Alf stood for. That's what Alf standed for. Anyway, Barnsworth.
Hi, Ian.
Long time no speak. Funny...
I saw you last night, didn't I?
I don't remember. Was it me?
It must have been you.
No, it was someone else.
No. Well, I've been on holidays.
Oh, so. Okay. Where'd you go? Anywhere nice?
Why? How are you?
Yeah, okay. Moving on. Yes, good.
Good, good. Do you know what? I don't like this time of year at all.
What? You don't like autumn? Autumn is the best season in the world, you fool!
No, it's not. Summer is.
Oh.
It's horrible. It's cold, it's miserable, it's dark, it's depressing.
Yep. That, and that's what makes it so groovy. Just be, you can be indoors with the fire on, the rain is pouring outside, you can nip outside, get a little bit wet, then get back in, snuggle up under the duvet or a blanket, watching the telly, the cat comes and sits on you and you've made a hot chocolate with marshmallows. Yes!
No.
Okay.
I like the summer better, but the only thing that's good about this time of year is Christmas. I love Christmas.
Christmas is technically winter, but yes, I take your point.
Yeah, but it's still dark.
Christmas morning is... Oh, Chris, don't... Chris, are you going to be working over Christmas? Are you booking it off?
Well, what day does it fall on?
Like Wednesday or Tuesday or something? Maybe a Monday? Could be a Thursday. It's in the week. It's definitely in the week. I think it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday, Christmas and Christmas Eve.
I'll have Christmas Day off.
Christmas Day. I think I've used up all my holidays, so I can't take... I think I have to work Christmas.
Oh, well, have fun.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
That's not good, is it?
No.
No. You might get some... Nice calls.
I will get... No, I've worked Christmas before. The first job I ever did here... first job we did with Chris was Christmas Eve. 11 o'clock... 10 o'clock Christmas Eve through to 1 o'clock Christmas morning. 3-hour show, we had 6 calls from miserable, boring old people. It was rubbish.
You might get all the drunken people with you.
We won't. We won't, because they'll be out having a good time. I don't mind doing... I don't mind working New Year's, because New Year's means nothing to me.
You could open your presents on air.
No, because I want my presents with my family. That's rubbish.
I know, that was a rubbish suggestion.
Barnsworth, I have to go.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Call that a good result? You just surrendered, your useless chair. How many times have I told you lot, when you're thinking of offloading an endowment policy, pass it straight to AAP instead of surrendering?
Yeah, no, we just surrendered, boss.
Smithy, Chopper, Jezza, all you had to do for a shedload more dosh was call AAP. I told you I played a bigger percentage game, didn't I?
Yes, boss.
Well, you can kiss goodbye to the villa and the flash new motor now, culture.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, you could score more by selling through AAP. Call our winning team on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay. We'll go through the topics again after 9 o'clock, because we've got plenty on the... But don't forget, and I keep saying this, and no one seems to take me up on the offer, apart from weirdos, but you can come on and talk about anything you want. You know, 0845... 6060973. You can talk about anything we've talked about in the last 2 hours. Or if there's something you want to talk about, then, like, do and stuff, because I'm getting bored of thinking of topics. I'm getting bored of it. But I have to, because that's my job. Bill!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Billy, and what can I do for you?
I heard you talking about, are you smarter than the 10-year-old?
Oh, yeah, the idea they stole from me. What did you think of it?
I haven't actually seen it myself. I know it started Sunday with Noel Edmonds.
Yes.
But my son was actually on it.
Oh, really?
Or will be shown, and he won $15,000.
Oh, good lad. How old is the boy?
He's 27.
Oh, hang on. I thought he'd be one of the 10-year-olds.
No. They don't get anything.
Oh, well, they might. I think they get sweets and stuff, don't they?
Well, yeah, they sort of get just expenses, but he won the $15,000.
Oh, and, that's not bad. What did he say about it, then? Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, he thought it was a good laugh, but other thing is, it wasn't Noel Edmonds.
Oh, did he go on the Dick and Dom?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? I was supposed to be hosting the Dick and Dom, and then they'd snatched it. My idea, that it was Nick for me. They snatched, and then they said, well, you can't host the main one, we've got Edmonds, but you can host the little one. I went, all right, yeah, I'll be up for that. Then they said, oh, no, hang on, we've got Dick and Dom doing it. But they're still giving away $15,000, are they?
Yeah, he got. I think he got 10 questions right, and he got $15,000.
I don't understand why they're doing two different versions of it.
No, I don't.
So Edmonds does the Sunday, and Dick and Dom do like the daytime or the weekday or something, do they?
Well, I suppose it is, yeah, because it's all being shown. It only started Sunday, as you know, with Edmonds.
Yes.
And I think it's the next one, because he doesn't even know what show he was on. I mean, they haven't told him, you know, when it'll be screened, and then, sometime in October, basically.
Wow. All right, well, Bill, what's your son's name?
Ian.
well, we'll keep an eye out for him.
Yes.
Cheers, Bill, thank you for that. All right, cheers for that.
Okay, Ian.
Dick and Dom, I don't get the point of. And why they... Oh, do I sound like a bitter old man today? Because that's what I am. I'm a bitter, depressed old man. Despite the fact it's autumn, the greatest season in the world. Richie!
I don't know, they use your idea and give Dick and Dom.
Yeah. When I say it was my idea, what I mean was, I saw it in America, and I was working out there with a company, and I said to someone from this company, I have just seen the greatest quiz show ever. I want to take it over to the UK and make it. And they went, oh, yeah, I don't know. Then suddenly this company that I told it to, oh, they're making it, are they? Oh, they're making it. But after I pointed it out to them, oh, that's a coincidence, isn't it?
Indeed.
Thieving.
And to not have you present it, what a...
Idiots.
Yeah.
Anyway, Richie, what may I do for thee?
Well, I just come at your comment about your first Christmas Eve show.
Yes.
Because I called and I was not miserable and I knocked my wine all over my presents and you called me an alcoholic all night.
Oh, did you really?
Indeed.
You haven't got a tape of it, have you?
No.
Chris, can we find a tape? Will we have it anywhere?
Yeah, well, I don't know, you might.
Maybe.
Well, find it and put it... I want to hear it.
Because I was wrapping all my presents and I just knocked the wine glass all over
that.
And I rang you up just to tell you what I'd done.
I do vaguely remember that. Richie, I have to go now, but thank you for that.
No
and
problem.
You're right, you're not a boring old person. You're an alcoholic.
Thank you.
Good lad. 0845 6060 973. More of your calls on the last hour of the show after this.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, two teenagers arrested over a murder in Forestgate. The Conservatives call the Chancellor a copycat, and the Queen opens a revamped Royal Festival Hall. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Two 17-year-olds have been arrested in connection with the murder of Rizwan Darba in Forestgate. The teenager at Newham General Hospital died after being stabbed in West Ham Park. His friends were approached by a gang who demanded they hand over a mobile phone on Sunday afternoon. The Chancellor's announced he's raising the threshold for inheritance tax for couples to more than £500,000, but the Conservatives have accused Alistair Darling of copying their proposals days after Labour scrapped plans for an autumn election. Mr Darling's also targeted private equity managers and non-domiciles, promising a fairer tax system. More footage has been released showing a deserted London tube station minutes after Jean-Charles de Menezes' death. The pictures of Stockwell have been made available after surveillance officers described to a court what happened in the moments leading up to his shooting. Sky's Home Affairs correspondent Mark White has seen the images.
It's inside Stockwell tube station, emptied of its passengers, looking at the archways through to the platform where the Northern Line train is sitting on the platform. Jean-Charles' body lies inside that train.
The Met Police deny a catastrophic series of failures in planning led to Mr. de Menezes being shot dead after being mistaken for a suicide bomber. A man from Rotherhithe has been charged with the murder of a missing Chinese woman, 29-year-old Zhao Mei Gu, who was last seen with a man entering Whitechapel tube station. 46-year-old Derek Brown will appear at Thames Magistrates Court tomorrow, charged with Zhao's murder. A former Met police officer has been given a suspended sentence after being found guilty of charges related to obtaining property by deception. On one occasion, 30-year-old Davinda Gill lied to officers about her handbag and its contents being stolen. She also claimed in a separate incident her phone had been taken. And the Queen has officially reopened the Royal Festival Hall on the South Bank. Described by some as one of London's ugliest buildings, the hall closed for 2 years and has had an £115 million makeover. Chief Executive Michael Lynch has told LBC the new hall mixes best of the original with the technology of the future.
I think it's almost new again, but all the best things about 1951 have been brought back. But we've also made it a building that now works for the 21st century. And the hall's got a fantastic new acoustic. The spaces around it, there's places to eat, there's spaces to drink. I just think we've made it into a really exciting destination.
If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. And London's travel, well, reports of a crash in Golders Green involving a car and a bus. Hoop Lane is blocked in both directions at Finchley Road. London's weather, well, rain will clear overnight. It should be dry by the morning. Lows of 11 Celsius. Right now it's 13 in Hammersmith. This is LBC. It's 9:03.
C 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening. We'll be right back.
It's like a mashup. Here we go. It's like a proper mashup. So I'm going to... Well, OK, I'll cut to the chase. We haven't got any calls. Now, I'll tell you why. We've got three calls lined up. Mark, Rebecca and James, OK? So three calls lined up. That's not many in the bank. That's a pretty poor position to be in anyway. None of those freaks are answering their phone. Look, let's try one. Let's try and call Mark. Hang on a second. So this is Mark. Okay. This is Mark who called up.
Yeah, I could tell.
Oh, hello, is Mark there, please?
Mark?
Yeah, it's Mark.
Mark who?
Ah, I don't know, this is LBC, and I said whether he called us, he wanted to go on the air.
Mark?
Mark.
There's no one here called Mark.
Okay, I do apologise.
It's LBC?
Yes.
The hotel, so I can't remember if there's anyone called Mark. Is he under another name?
Just Mark was all he gave us.
Or Mick.
Oh, he's left.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I missed him, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for your time. Sorry to bother you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that's one call down. Let's try Mick, did you say, Chris?
Yeah.
Let's try this one. This is Rebecca. He's left. Called us from a hotel. It's weird, isn't it?
Hello.
Oh, is that Rebecca? Where the flippin' hell have you been?
Well, I was on the phone, actually.
To whom?
To my friend Jenny. She rang and I haven't spoken to her for months.
Oh, is she? Is she right?
Yeah, we had the whole... She's moving house.
Oh.
Trying to buy a house and sold a house and blah, blah, blah.
Is she, and
we
she's
had the whole conversation
And everything's going all right with her and Thingy Bob, is it?
Well, she's got it,
but
she just can't move in yet. Usual story.
And what about that fella?
Her fella?
Yeah.
There isn't one.
No, oh, that's a shame. Is she gay?
No, not at all.
No. Okay, people are these days. It's all very...
Well, of course they are, yeah.
Anything
but
no, goes.
She's not. She's, okay. She's just busy doing what she does. Well, and no fella. Oh, I'm trying to think why I wanted to speak to you. Oh, yeah. First of all, I turned my radio on.
Yes.
And heard Jason Donovan speaking.
He's good, isn't he?
Got overexcited.
Yes.
Ran to the phone and said, can I speak to Jason Donovan?
Oh, you're the woman who phoned up to speak to him.
Yes.
Oh, we did it 5:30.
Shocking. Well, I didn't know that at the time, but obviously they said, oh, no, that was pre-recorded, Rebecca. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
So I was going to go into a whole speech about that, which is a bit pointless now because he's not... How was he?
I can't put it into words. Let me put it like this.
No, stop doing that.
He was, I've met him once before, and he was one of the nicest people I've interviewed. What a gentleman.
Yeah.
He's quite short.
He's ever so honest, isn't he?
Yeah, very honest.
Yeah, one of the few people.
Yeah, very honest. Yeah. And I know he talked about the drugs and stuff, because that's all in the book, but then he kind of let some other stuff slip, and I thought, well, that's, you know, a lot of people wouldn't mention that, and you've got to respect that, I think, that he can...
A genuine person, yeah.
You're a fan, are you?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I couldn't really call myself a fan, but he was on my bedroom wall when I was a youngster.
Does he know this?
I'm one of many.
Yeah.
And I adored him.
Yeah.
And then it all went a bit quiet, and I got on with my life, and he got on with his.
Yes.
And then he came back in the spotlight, and he was this like big bad person that took drugs. And,
yeah, naughty,
you know,
naughty.
And then,
but it's good to see him back working and looking, you know, healthy and being clean and stuff.
What reality program was he on? The one in the jungle?
The I'm in the jungle now, help!
Yeah, that
something.
One.
I don't know the exact...
And he came across just as so down to earth, so able to take anybody else in, and just wonderful.
Yeah, no,
wonderful.
I want him to be my friend. How do I go about making him my friend? It'd be good to say... I'm going to phone Jace up, see if he wants to go out for a drink tonight. Jace, you're out. Are you free tonight?
Well, if you do manage that, can I then become your friend so that I can be yours and his friend?
No, Rebecca, I'm afraid that couldn't happen. You would have to be excluded from
our
circle.
Oh, that's a shame. What was the other thing you were going on about?
Okay, let's go through this, okay? The motorbikes with sidecars.
Yeah, don't see them, you're right.
Right.
Make jokes about them, but don't see them.
What jokes do you make about them?
Well, just they're funny,
right.
You know.
Sugs in the fish fingers advert.
What about it?
No, okay, right, it's fine. You've seen the advert, though, haven't you? Where Suggs stops
it,
time, yeah.
What's
Suggs doing in it? What does he know about... What does he know about
a bit of money.
but what does he know about fish? And why is he stopping time? And why is he living with that bloke and their family? Very suspicious.
Two different families, might I add.
What
in the last month he's been with. Oh. It's a different family now to what it was about a month ago.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
We hadn't spotted that.
No, well, can I tell you something? When I first saw the advert,
yeah.
It wasn't a black family. It was a white Caucasian-looking family. And then I saw it, I think, today or
and
yesterday.
And now he's with a black family?
And it was a black family.
Well, what Suggsy's saying there is he doesn't see colour, which is excellent. I haven't seen the one with the black family.
Oh, have you not?
No, I've only seen... You've spoiled the surprise for me. Oh, you've ruined it now. Oh. OK, well, that means... What that's saying is that Bird's Eye Fish Fingers are multi-ethnic.
And
anyone can eat them.
Possibly Madness has got a Best Of coming out.
Best Of coming out just in time for Christmas.
Yeah,
OK, so talk about that. We've also said, isn't autumn the best month in the world? And anyone who disagrees is an idiot.
I totally agree. It's my favourite.
Isn't it gorgeous and dramatic and beautiful and exciting?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, that's not... That's good. Okay, here's one for you.
Go on.
If you're a girl, what girl are you either jealous of or do you have an irrational hatred of? Because my girlfriend, bizarrely, I was talking to her about Kerry Katona and she went all silent. I said, if I said something wrong, I'll just don't talk about that woman. I said, "What? What?" She said, "Don't talk about that woman. I don't want to hear about that stupid woman." But came from nowhere. So, is there a girl that you've got an irrational hatred of? There must be one.
Oh gosh.
So, let me say that. I'll give you some thinking time. Hang on, you've got 4 seconds.
Okay.
Time's up.
Can you stop doing that? It stirs something in me,
It stirs. Okay. Well, hang on. Maybe this will stir something in you. I don't know what this one is. Hang on. Oh, this is a good song, isn't it?
Because I'll start singing, turn it off.
Oh, now the fire will burn. Here we go. This is good. Something people, smiles on their faces. I'm full of presents, going to places. There's a chill in the air. I don't know, I remember the words, I've done this for years. And I wish I could walk through the windows of time. The windows of time.
Is there
where your baby is everywhere? As the lights all go down over London town. There's a glow in my heart. I don't know, I know, I haven't sung this for years.
It's excellent.
I know, it's just a matter. Here we go, Rebecca. I'm missing the years. Until you come back to me, I'm counting the hours until you return. There's a pain in my heart, and until you come back to me, oh, how the fire will burn. How did I know that?
That was beautiful.
I haven't heard that song for 15 years.
That was beautiful. Setting ground in there. No, my favourite one is when he's on the mountainside with his guitar.
Now, that is... This one, isn't it?
No, I think that's Too Many Broken Hearts in the World. Is that one?
That's Too Many Broken Hearts.
Yeah.
Because there's also this one. Hang on, this.
Oh, no.
Let's get to the chorus. All these, they try to get you to. Oh, these are brilliant, man.
Put your faith in me, I will never set you free. Hold your head up high and let everybody see. With love to guide us, nothing can divide us.
Oh man, hang on, there's one more. I've only got 4 on here.
Oh, please.
Hang on, I'm loving this. I haven't got any calls, so I can do what I want. Here we go. Are brilliant, man. Let's go. No, I thought it was a different song. Sorry.
Thank you. What a treat. Yeah.
Hang on, I'm not finished. Sorry. I know you're getting bored. You want to go?
No, bring it on.
But if I show you how I feel.
Here we go.
Oh, every day.
Yes, Rebecca.
Ian, have you got Especially For You anywhere?
No, I deliberately didn't download that one because I think it's rubbish.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I tell you what I do like, and I didn't have time to download it, is I'm Feeling Fine. That was a good one. And RSVP was quite good as well. That was one of the later ones. Anyway.
Oh, what a treat. That was fantastic.
What a
Thank
treat.
Thank you for that. Stop me going down to the library to get it.
Well done, you. Rebecca, anything else?
Yeah, well, no, you asked me a question.
Oh, yes. Are you girls you have an irrational hatred of or are jealous of?
No. But, on a little bit of a personal note, I particularly,
particularly do not like...
Alison Bell.
Daniela Westbrook.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Okay. Mm. Yes, let's say I have a history there as well.
Do you?
Can't say anymore.
She used to drive past me in a car with her friends and call out all kinds of stuff. And
why?
Call to you? A bully down the 7-Eleven.
To you?
Yeah, to me and whoever I was.
Rebecca, with. Rebecca, yes. There are so many stories I could tell you, but for various reasons, I can't tell you them. And I wish I could, because it's a really... my connection with her is one of the most interesting chapters in my life, but I am unable to talk about it.
Oh, bless you.
For fear of getting my head kicked in. And that's the truth. That is the truth.
Okay.
So we'll leave it there, Rebecca, but you've certainly given me some pause for thought.
Yeah, thanks for the endorsement. That
See you later.
Wonderful.
Bye-bye. Right.
Good night.
Was it actually an endorsement? I don't think I endorsed anything. Right. 0845 6060 973. Now is a very, very good time to call up, because we have... Now, something I was going to mention. This will set the world on fire. What have you taken from the front of someone else's house? I'll explain more after this. It's the Travel News Now with Karen Mercer.
The M1 busy into town towards Junction 1 for Staples Corner. The North Circular, that's taking around 15 minutes westbound towards the Clockhouse Junction. There was a broken down vehicle on that stretch. It's long gone, but the queues are still there. Reports of a crash in Golders Green involving a car and a bus. Hoop Lane is blocked in both directions at Finchley Road. Because of this, the Harrow Road entry slip onto the Marylebone flyover into town. It's now open after an incident. And traffic lights at Piccadilly Circus, they're still out of sync, but the traffic's actually coping. Okay again. For the tubes, there are delays on the Northern Line, and on the trains, alterations and cancellations to cope with on Heathrow Connect and Heathrow Express services. It's all because of engineering works in the Southall area. If you're stuck anywhere or you've seen something that we should be reporting, please call me on the Jam Line. That number is 08000 68 60 80. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Next time you're away from home but want to keep up to date, remember you can check out the latest news on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose News.
News.
Concerns are growing that climate change protesters at Heathrow...
You can also select to hear travel and weather updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
We are gathered here today to witness the sale of an endowment policy through AAP, Charles Edward Arthur. Do you take this endowment policy and promise to sell it through AAP, forsaking all thought of surrender forever?
I do.
And will you have much more cash as a result?
I will.
The ring, please.
Hello, AAP.
I now pronounce you potentially much better off. You may now kiss your unwanted endowment goodbye.
If you're about to surrender an endowment policy, don't. Sell it instead through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060 973.
So, have you ever picked up anything, taken anything from outside someone's house? I'll tell you why. I was having a clear out of the cupboard with the boiler in so I could put all the cleaning stuff in. It's very satisfying. Now, yesterday, I took out of there a small stepladder about 3 feet tall, which had been left by the man who fitted my windows a year ago. Didn't want it. Just been there. I thought, oh, I chucked it out. I never use it. Used it once, actually. Going to chuck it out. Didn't know how to chuck it out. So what I did was I left it outside the front garden, outside the house. I thought, well, hopefully someone will nick that. Left it yesterday morning. Came back last night. It had gone. Someone had stolen it. Fantastic. British criminals are the best. So have you ever picked up anything from outside someone's house? Now, because you quite often see TV sets outside people's houses with a sign stuck on saying, take me. And I've often been tempted, because you think, I don't need a telly, and it's a really crappy old one, but it's a telly it's a free telly going spare. It seems like a waste to leave a telly out in the street. So have you ever picked up something from outside somebody's house, or it could have been in a skip as well, 0845 60 60973 is the telephone number, and you can call in about any of the other stuff we've talked about. I don't want to sound desperate, but we ain't got that many calls. Jamie Lee.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie Lee.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's really good, thank you.
All right, nice one. What, are you under the duvet or something?
No, I'm just sitting on a seat in my kitchen.
And you're a lady?
I'm a lady.
You've got two boys' names, and that's brilliant.
I know. My boyfriend's rang in before talking. Like, we said that we'd make love listening to your show.
Oh. You just... Oh, hang... Whoa, just hang on one second. You actually have sex whilst listening to the...
I can't talk about this, because my parents sometimes listen to the show, but luckily they're in Spain. But...
Well, you can talk about it then.
No, no.
They know that you...
The last time we rang, but then my brother heard about it.
Oh, God.
And so it got back to my parents.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, well, but they know you do it, don't they?
Well, yeah, but it's still not really a comfortable subject.
It's taboo.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... Okay, what part of the show gets you horny?
Horny?
Yes.
I don't know, when you say good evening.
Good evening! Is that working on you now?
A little bit. But my boyfriend's in the other room, so I can't...
Good evening! Good evening! Good evening!
That's it.
Good evening!
Okay.
How's that?
Quite good.
All righty. Well, there. This is, ladies and gentlemen, I found my party piece. Anyway, Jamie Lee, what have you called in for?
Well, I'm jealous of. Well, I get jealous quite often.
Oh, so you're a girl. What girl are you jealous of?
Any girl that my boyfriend's like ever gone out with, talked to, done anything with, and then plus I'm also jealous at work.
Right.
When a new girl comes along and is younger than me and gets most of the attention again.
Oh, okay. But hang on, you're a girl that gets turned on by some lanky bloke on the radio saying good evening. So maybe your boyfriend could get jealous of that.
Well, I have to ask him.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 22.
20, okay. So I can understand you getting jealous of girls of his exes and stuff like that. I guess that's kind of natural.
Yeah, but any girl that he talks to you...
Oh, no, that's...
I don't know how bad I am.
That's proper Jeremy Kyle material, that is.
Yeah, but I
won't
go on Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, no, don't... No. But it is the best programme on television.
Yeah, you can look at other people's lives and...
Oh,
stuff.
You can look at the freaks that are on there, because they are all just complete Fruit Loops, aren't they?
Kind of listening to your show.
Well, it's kind of, except I don't... What I think this show is missing...
Yeah.
...is DNA results and lie detector results.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should start doing some DNA results, because that's the really exciting bit. It's really exciting when he goes, the DNA results say that Craig is not the father of the baby. I'm sorry, Craig. I love it. So, and you hate girls, you're jealous of new girls when they come at work.
Yeah, because like my boyfriend works with me as well, and I'm just used to being the main... I work at a pizza... chain.
Okay.
And like when I answer the phone, I'm the main phone girl, so
yeah.
I like being the main phone girl, but when a new young girl comes along,
yeah,
and you know, I'm not the main focus.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah.
It's controversial.
Yeah.
Dump him.
No,
dump him.
Why? He hasn't done anything wrong.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, but it's my own insanity that...
It will teach him a lesson, and one day he will do something wrong. He's a bloke. That's what blokes do.
Yeah.
So get in there first. And that way, you're controlling the pain and the heartbreak.
Yeah, but then I have, like, the loneliness and the depression.
That's a small downside to go with it.
Okay.
Well, Jamie Lee, stay there, because I've got... So, line four, do you want to talk to Jamie Lee?
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's the good evening, man.
Good evening.
Good evening from me.
Good evening from me.
And it's a good evening to you. And why do clouds never touch the ground is the question of the evening. Anybody got the answer?
I haven't. Jamie Lee, have you got the answer?
Because the weight of the water gets to such a level that they have to fall individually as the water capsules, whatever.
That started off as the kind of nonsense I come out with.
Yeah.
And then you realised where you were going, and it was confusing. But that was a good effort, wasn't it? Good evening, man.
It was a very good effort.
If you go up a high hill, good evening, man. Then the cloud touches the ground. I've driven through a cloud once.
Yeah.
So it can touch the ground.
So it can, so you're wrong.
Oh, well, good. That was the question I was told to ask by Agent Chris.
What? What do you mean that was the question? Chris, the Good Evening Man is telling me that you have asked him to ask a stupid question. I bet you wish you never called up now, Jamie Lee. Chris, whoever you're talking to, Good Evening Man has told me you've asked him to ask a question. Was that your topic?
Yeah.
That was your rubbish topic?
Yeah.
Well, don't get the Good Evening Man to do it. It was rubbish.
He wouldn't go on unless he had a topic.
Right, Good Evening Man, I'm cutting you off.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Jamie Lee, are we done?
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Take care. Bye bye. What a nice lady. And what? You're an idiot.
Why?
Because that was a rubbish topic. Would you mean? Chris did tell me earlier on, ladies and gentlemen, he had a topic he was so embarrassed about, he couldn't tell me in the meeting. I said, all right, well, we'll mention it on the air. And you foisted it upon that simpleton, the Good Evening Man, as we all know is slightly special. And you've made him do that. But clouds do touch the ground.
How?
I've driven through a cloud.
When? That's fog.
No, on the A1, I drove through a cloud going to Scotland.
How high were you?
Well, not that high. It was on a road. We drove through. We could see a cloud over the road about a mile away. We ended up driving through it. Get those phone calls. Rob, have you ever driven through a cloud?
No, I've never driven through
it. It's very, very exciting.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's brilliant, actually.
I've flown through one, obviously.
Oh, obviously. But driving through a cloud is something special.
No, there was one time, this is going back years ago, this isn't obviously what I found up about, but there was a time when I went to Aberdeen and we went hiking when I was about 13.
Yes.
And my dad, God bless him, fantastic guy.
Yeah.
We were way up in the mountains. In a cloud, and halfway through the mountain, in the cloud itself, my dad had to go to the toilet. And obviously not number one kind, number two.
Your dad did a poo in a cloud?
He certainly did do a poo in, you're right. He had a good old dump, right.
All right, steady on, we get the...
It was obviously a topic of conversation for the rest of the holidays.
Well, I bet it was. That's something, we won't dwell on that subject too long, but that's something pretty special, Rob.
Well, obviously it's a great way to break the ice, you know.
Anyway, you didn't even call in to talk about clouds, did you?
No, I wasn't actually. No, it was, I've got, it's a long-going kind of debate having between myself and my friends.
Yes.
And it's quite an interesting one. It's weird, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Now, who would win a fight? A silverback gorilla versus a grizzly bear with its claws taken out.
Oh, with its claws taken out?
Yeah.
I still think the bear...
I don't know.
I think the bear is stronger and it's got the fangs. No. It's still got fangs in, is it?
Yeah, but look at the fangs on the gorilla.
Yeah.
Look at the difference between... you're looking at size, aren't you, Ian, really?
Well, no, I'm not just looking at size. I'm looking at size, at strength, at fangs and at fighting technique.
Yeah, but I think gorillas generally... I mean, for the instance of, like, a gorilla silverback being slightly smaller than a grizzly bear...
Yeah.
The definition of, like, Mike Tyson going into... to fight boxers who are almost twice his size.
Right.
You know, the guy, had a fantastic career and done extremely well.
Yes.
So they're not based on that, but I personally think silverback gorilla.
If I've got a bloke, if you give him £500, can actually make that fight happen.
500?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, between me and five of my friends, we can do that.
Okay, well, I can. It's all very dodgy, of course, but I can... there's a brilliant programme in America that they tried to make here. They made a pilot episode of it, and there was uproar, and it got banned.
Right.
It's called Man vs. Beast.
All right, okay.
It's on YouTube. Go and look at it on YouTube, man. It's brilliant.
Man vs. Beast. Do you remember the advert for salmon, and there was a bear? And it was, and the guy was fighting the bear. Remember this?
Oh, yeah, vaguely remember it.
That was the last time I ever saw any kind of human fight.
It's not real. That wasn't a real bear in the advert, though.
No, I know.
No, it was a shame.
It looked good, though, didn't it?
But on Man vs. Beast, they have there is the world champion, world eating champion. He's a Japanese lad. Races against a bear in eating. Then they have, I think there's a guy races against an emu or an ostrich or something.
I'd say that's an achievement and a half.
Yeah, isn't it? He loses, I think. I don't want to spoil it.
Every part of the ostrich can be used, no?
What, can it?
Yeah, everything. Everything, every single part of the ostrich you can...
What would you do with the claws?
The claws are actually sold, the same as the beak, to, I think it's a bizarre kind of Japanese medicine of some sort.
Well, Rob, you've certainly given us something to think about there.
High value in ostriches.
Rob, listen, thank you for that.
No problem, Ian.
Good lad, there we go. I'm not sure what to make of that phone call at all. It's completely blown my mileage. Donald's in Switzerland. Hello, Donald.
I'm not in Switzerland now, Ian. I've actually come back for a day trip. So
I've come from Switzerland to London just to see you. No, not really.
Ooh, he's creepy.
Good thing. I actually had lunch today with another Swiss colleague, and we were talking about skiing, yeah?
Yeah.
And apparently, I've completely forgotten, I should have told you, but you can get a flight from London City to Sion, yeah? S-I-O-N.
Yeah.
From London City, very cheap flight, yeah? And it goes to Verbier, as I said to you, you should go.
Yeah.
And that runs in November.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. This is my potential weekend away.
Yeah, and I've been coming back to you, telling you about, you know, myswitzerland.com.
Yeah.
I don't know if you went on there and saw it.
I had a little look at that, yes.
Was it nice?
It was very nice.
Was it very nice?
It's on the list, definitely. It's quite high up on the list.
Is it very high on the list? You should go, if you want some pointers, let me know and
Donald, I'm going to go to the news, but thank you very much for that. Good to have you in England.
Cheers, my friend.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye.
At Homebase, there's 20% off selected furniture. And we've now taken an extra 10% off, but not for long. Homebase, make a house a home.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Sam Pittis. Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with the murder of Rizwan Darba in West Ham Park. The 17-year-old died after his friends were approached by a gang who demanded they hand over a mobile phone. The two boys, who are both 17, have been taken to an East London police station for questioning. The Chancellor's delivered an inheritance tax cut in his first pre-budget report. Alistair Darling says the system is fair and affordable, but the Tories are accusing the government of stealing their ideas. Police have named the 21-year-old man who died after he fell under a bendy bus in Ilford this morning. Lee Beckwith, who's from Brentwood, was dragged for more than a mile by the number 25 service. The driver's been arrested. Dagenham and Redbridge have beaten Leyton Orient 1-0 at Griffin Park in the Johnstone's Paint Trophy. Elsewhere, it's currently Brighton 2, Barnet 1. London's travel news, where there are alterations and cancellations on Heathrow Connect and Heathrow Express services because of engineering works. That's in the Southall area. And London's weather. Well, once the rain clears, it's going to be a misty and murky night. It should dry out by the morning. It will be fairly dry. Lows of 11 degrees Celsius. It is now 13 degrees in Shepherd's Bush. A fairly mild night. This is LBC. It's 9:31.
There are now more than 5 million DAB digital radios in our homes and cars. Are they any good?
What I love about it, I think, is the variety of both speech and music stations available. And I think the selection of radio stations really goes beyond anything that I'd ever experienced before.
DAB digital radios, with a huge choice of extra stations and programmes, now cost from as little as £29. Find out if you can do digital at getdab.com.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Okay, so... it's the last 30 minutes of the show. Clive Bull is on at 10 o'clock. What have we talked about so far? It's been an odd mixed bag today. So I'm very quiet on the phones for the last hour. I don't quite know why, and I feel like I'm having to work doubly hard. I don't mind, it's what I get paid for. But I feel like I'm having to work doubly hard to do... You know, just call up, please.
I think there's some event on or something.
Is it? Could someone... OK, well, here's the thing. Is there an event on... which is...
that we haven't been invited to.
Yeah, is someone having a party? Is someone having a party and we've not been invited to it? 0845 60 60 90. What is going on that means people aren't bothering to fight? Is the show crap tonight? Am I doing a crap one?
You're giving out the right number.
0845 60 60 90. Yeah, I'm giving out the right number. Yeah. Steve even changed it up on here on the screen now. What am I doing? Donna, am I doing something wrong this evening?
Yes, Ian, it's all wrong.
What?
I don't know. Oh. I think everyone is out having a great time, and you're in a studio.
Oh, God. Don't...
missing out.
that makes me feel really lousy.
Maybe.
There's a strong possibility, Donna, that the bubble has burst and people have woken up to the fact that this show is guff and I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. That could be it.
It might be. You never know.
Yeah.
Listen, I've never phoned LBC before.
All right.
But I do listen to you an awful lot. And I've got a really big question for you.
Okay, go on.
It's quite important, and I've tried so hard to get the answer to this, and massive debates have happened over this question. But the question is, you know Smarties?
Yes.
Do you remember the orange ones?
Vaguely.
Did they taste of orange chocolate? you're the only person that can answer this. We've decided. We've tried. I've had people tell me that apparently the blue and red ones had dark chocolate in them.
No, the
They didn't, did they?
No, the Smarties are all the same. They have no flavour.
That's what I thought, but my boyfriend reckons I'm very wrong. And and no matter of persuading him, there's
Answer the question. Only Smarties have the answer.
So,
so you do. See,
so now we're putting it out over London.
Oh, well, okay, well, let's put
it
out to London. But I am pretty strong in the belief that Smarties have no flavour, Donna. They're all exactly the same.
That's because they're made by Nestle. And Nestle do not do good chocolate. Ooh, are they going to sue you for that now?
Whoa, hang on a second.
They are,
I'm going to sue you because Nestle do excellent chocolate.
Do they sponsor your show or something?
No, but if they want to sponsor the show, they do excellent chocolate. No.
Not as good as Cadbury's, though, right?
Yeah, well, I think I prefer Cadbury's, actually, yeah. But
or
no,
Galaxy,
I'm
even better.
But I'm a big fan of the Nestle. I'm a big fan of Smarties. Well, except when they brought... They suddenly
you
brought them out...
They have no flavour.
Well, no, what I mean is they have the same flavour.
Yes.
Yes, they have flavour. They just taste the chocolate, and they're crunchy. But I don't like them since they started coming out in hexagonal... tubes instead of the round tubes with the letters on the lid.
That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Oh, hexagonal tubes? No, because the thing is, I can't eat them because they're actually not vegetarian.
Oh, well, I'm vegetarian, but I don't give a stuff about that nonsense.
They have quite...
There's not... No, there's not meat in it. There's no beef in it.
Beetles have a life.
Well, I'm not... No, that's nonsense. You can eat Smarties as a vegetarian. Only if you're like a Nazi vegetarian, and those people do exist, but there's no need to be, you know... So
it depends why,
it.
Doesn't it?
It depends why what?
Why you're vegetarian.
I'm vegetarian because I don't think you should kill animals for food.
Back to the Smarties.
Okay.
This is quite...
I could see why your boyfriend fell out with you. You're an argumentative woman.
I am, yeah.
Yes.
The thing is when I've eaten orange Smarties, I have thought they did have a slightly orangey flavour.
That's psychological.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Well, Donna, I think we've sorted that out.
I think we have. I've got another little complaint to you, actually, because since I've been listening to you,
yes.
I started going, yes, in a really funny way.
I don't even need to say yes anymore, because hang on, I've got it, where is it? I've got it on here somewhere, hang on a second. So I can just go, yes. I've got it on a computer now.
Yes.
Okay. So you should carry your own little computer around, and then you just press a button and go, yes. Well, Donna, I hope that's been some help for you.
Well, I don't think we've necessarily answered the question. However, I will listen to your show.
Yeah, I've answered.
Wait.
I've told you the answer, but we've got another 25 minutes for people to call in, and I'm sure they will.
All right, listen to you. Take care.
Cheers, Donna. Bye-bye. She said, listen, you. I like that. That's feisty. Listen, you. That's feisty. That was feisty, wasn't it, Maggie?
Yeah, very.
Oh, you're very. What can I do for you, Maggie?
I just wanted to commend your taste in Jason Donovan, man.
He's brilliant, isn't he?
Well done.
No, I think he's a good... I remember having a massive row... in the sixth form common room with someone were about who was going to last the longest, Kylie or Jason. And I said, no, listen, Kylie's a three-hit wonder, one-trick pony. Jason's like a serious artist. He'll be here in 20 years' time. I backed totally the wrong horse, I will say that. But,
yes.
I think he's brilliant pop star for the late 80s, early 90s. Exactly what a pop star should be.
Exactly.
Led a little bit of a life as well, done some naughty stuff.
Uh-huh.
And has come
well,
back. Well, you know, he did a lot of drugs, is what he did, really.
Oh, no different than Amy Winehouse nowadays.
Well, exactly. But he's cleaned up his act, and he's come back, and now he's working, and he looks better than before. And he's the nicest bloke ever.
That's why I liked him, because he's such a clean-looking boy anyway.
Yeah, he's a good-looking fella.
But I have to dispute on the world's greatest intro.
Oh, go on, then. You don't think, for everyone who's not had enough of it, you don't think it's this? What do you think it is?
Oh, it's got to be my favourite band in the entire world.
Yeah?
Aha's Take On Me. Now, that's an intro.
Oh. I had a brilliant Scar... I hate Scar, but I had a brilliant Scar version of that by a band called Real Big Fish. I haven't got it on my
album. Oh, I've got that one.
It is brilliant.
It is a real... it is.
It's a brilliant song, and I was in a band, and we did a version of that with the horns, and all sung in Japanese by a hot Japanese chick, and it rocked, man. It's a good song.
I get that on YouTube or anything like that.
The Real Big Fish version, you probably can.
No, your version.
Can you get my version? I don't think you can. We muffed it up when we played it. We didn't rehearse it enough, and it was all a little bit too fast for us, and so we're all like a second behind each other. But no, you can't. But never mind.
Oh well.
It's no great loss, Maggie. Listen, I've got to go. Thank you for that.
Take care. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye-bye. What night? We get nice people getting calling, and they're ladies, which is good, I think. Kira.
Hello.
Hello, Kira.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. How's it going?
Oh, that's good. Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, what have you been up to today?
Had a lecture in French philosophy today.
Oh, you're the lady who's fancies the gay man.
No. Don't say that, man. Come on.
Well, okay, but has anything happened, isn't it?
What?
It.
Nothing really, because, one of them was snapped at me saying, basically, I asked, do you like my hair, and how much would you rate it? And he said, no, it's not my kind of thing. And I said, okay, just come on, tell me, what would you rate it? He said, I don't care.
so you tried to bully a man into rating your hair?
No, I didn't mean to. I was just being nice about it. He just said, I don't care. I was like, okay, that's a bit not very friendly of you.
But if he doesn't care, I think, Kira, you need to take the hint. He's not interested in you in the slightest.
Yeah, I have actually.
You moved on from it?
I'm slowly doing it.
Get your eyes on someone else.
Yeah, I will do.
Okay.
Yeah, I find it about jealousy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I get jealous when that person goes and talks to other females, but also at the same time.
Okay, so you're moving on from him, but you get jealous when he goes and talks to people.
I form quite quick emotional attachments. They're quite hard to break off.
Yes, it sounds like you're a fruitcake.
Oh, thanks.
Well, no, I'm just... I've learnt from Jeremy Kyle that one thing you need to do is speak honestly and openly.
Yeah.
And I think you're bonkers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Forget about him and move on.
Yeah, I'm going to. Slowly. It takes time.
Slowly, catchy monkey.
Yeah. I don't like how a girl is more smarter than me or more prettier than me. I get very jealous of them.
Okay, well then you must be jealous quite a bit.
Yeah, I probably get jealous from time to time, not all the time, because I know I'm a little bit...
I don't really get jealous. I think it's girls that get... that are more jealous than boys. Girls are always jealous of other girls. Why is that? Why do you think that other girls have better lives than you?
Well, basically, it's all down to, what social environment you're from or who you are as a person. Like, for example, like I was saying, looks, for example. If a girl looks more pretty than you, you feel a little bit threatened by it because they're going to get all the attention from the opposite gender. And they kind of want that limelight to themselves.
Yes.
And if they're more smarter than you, well then...
Yeah. Hey, Kira, do you want to hear an email from an idiot?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It's addressed to Ian, but then they've spelled my name again, Ian. I hear you call the good evening man a simpleton. Well, ever since he has said the word good evening, you copy him. So what does that make you? Well, I did it first, didn't I? I did it first, so thank you, Eileen. I think, Eileen French, I think we need better topics to make it proper radio. Then maybe you'll have more than three people in waiting to get through.
No, that's not true. It's quite nice.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good night after tonight. I'm not sure I'll be listening. I will move to another station, such as Talk Sport or BBC London, where they can talk the talk and walk the walk, not
Pardon, your call is coming in tonight in the last hour. You just get that from time to time. You sometimes get that with Clive Bull or Nick Ferrari. Really.
I am setting my radio to another station because you take the pee out of people, Eileen. Well, that's the act. Silly woman.
Well, that's another point as well. Well, so what? It's only one listener. You've got 400,000 more.
Kira, thank you for that. I've got to go. Cheers for that.
Okay.
Bye-bye. There we go. 0845 606 0973. Eileen French, you fruitcake. Phone up. Don't be such a coward sending stroppy emails. Phone up. Mari!
Oh, good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm all right now.
Now? Oh, good. You weren't before. I'm sorry about that.
I didn't wait before.
Could you check a puzzle for me?
Certainly.
I'm going to post... I'm thinking of posting a letter on Thursday.
Oh, dear.
Will it ever arrive?
No, because Royal Mail are rubbish. They steal stuff, and if they don't steal stuff, they lose stuff, and they're a bunch of lazy slackers.
I'm afraid that is right.
I hate them. They,
in some cases.
I sent a record... No, not recorded, dearly. Special delivery package last week that had...
Oh,
ten,
yes, you mentioned that,
ten
yes.
Video games in it. Special delivery. So it's... it got lost. Oh, we lost it, sir. Well, you shouldn't have lost it. It's special delivery.
It should have checked all the way along.
Did it get lost because it had loads of video games in it and you could feel them, you light-fingered little
Oh yes, exactly.
I'm boycotting them. Will it ever get there? No, because they're doing more strikes next week. It's very, very unlikely.
Next week
They're doing more strikes.
And the week after too, presumably.
Yeah, and that means there's going to be a huge backlog of mail.
Yes,
which what they'll do is they'll look at that, they'll come in the day after the strike, look at that and go, well, we're not clearing that, and they'll chuck most of it away.
Yes, but it might happen. Well, I presume I'll have to use another, because I want to write to my niece in Devon.
Oh.
You see? And it's very important.
It is, yeah, I bet it is. The thing is, I don't know another way of sending letters. Parcels,
I see. Yeah.
Parcels are easy. You go to TNT or UPS or something like that. Letters, I'm not quite sure how else you do it.
Pigeon post, I suppose.
Well, exactly. Or you could pay a man to take it in a taxi, but that would be quite expensive to Dorset or Devon or wherever.
Yes, it would. It cost about £100, I think.
I guess they kind of have a stranglehold on the letter market. So have you not got a computer? Can't you send her a nice email?
No, I haven't got a computer.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yes, that'd be an idea. I could have done it by email, couldn't I?
Mm.
Yeah, no.
Well, Mari, best of luck. Will you let us know if it ever arrives there?
Oh, dear.
I know. Well, I wish I could be more optimistic, but I don't rate your chances that much.
No.
I'm not a fan of them at all.
No, I'm beginning not to be now. But,
Mari, listen, best of luck. I hope it gets there.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much,
Thanks
Ian.
A lot. Take care. Bye-bye. 0845 6060973. It's the Travel News Now. It's Karen Mercer.
On to the trains. First of all, there are alterations and cancellations on Heathrow Connect and Heathrow Express services, all because of engineering works in the Southall area. On the tubes, delays continue on the Northern line, but if you're heading out onto any of the other lines, that's actually okay because they're all running to a good service. For the roads, the M1 heading away from town, one lane is blocked after junction 8 for Hemel Hempstead, where there's a crash, but the traffic seems to be coping quite well. That crash is in the process of being recovered as well. And there are works on Wembley High Road outside Wembley Central Station with some temporary traffic lights. They tend to cause some queues at times. Traffic lights at Piccadilly Circus, they're still out of sync, so we could still have some long delays tomorrow in the rush, but the traffic's actually behaving okay at the moment. And I just want to remind you that from 10 o'clock tonight, there will be several sets of overnight work starting on the M25, and there'll also be some works on the M11 in both directions between Junction 4 for the North Circular and Junction 5 for Loughton. You can check out all those works on our website, lbc.co.uk. UK on the travel pages. LBC 97.3 travel more throughout the evening.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Britt Eklund has just walked into the studio. Do you think personally that being beautiful, being famous is tough?
I think being beautiful and being famous, if you have nothing else, yes.
Paul Young's just waltzed in. Did you learn anything on Hell's Kitchen that you didn't know genuinely before?
Well, I wanted to learn about running a kitchen if I had a restaurant, because...
Is that in the back of your mind?
Yes, in the back of my mind.
Who's going to be dropping in this week? Find out. Jenny Eclair, Saturday mornings at the later time from 11, LBC 97.3.
Wayne Rooney or George Clooney? Robin Van Persie or Robert De Niro? Johnny Wilkinson or Johnny Depp? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is John Terry or Halle Berry, Tiger Woods or Jeremy Irons. For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, excuse me, you just caught me mid-yawn. We've nearly finished. Clive Ball's on at 10 o'clock, but do keep calling 0845 6060973. Mishy!
Hello, Ian!
I said Mishy because I was about to say... I was going to say Martin because he's on after you, but I said Mishy.
OK.
Sorry, Martin, be with you in a minute.
Yeah, OK,
well. Oh, good lad, yes. Yes, Mishy.
You're wrong about orange shamatis. They did taste of orange.
No, it was... You thought they tasted of orange, but
no,
they didn't.
No, they did.
No.
I can't prove to you now.
No.
And there's no way I can prove to you, but they did, I swear to you.
But I think it's psychosomatic.
No, I did. I listen, When what? I used to go to youth club, we used to buy them, and I used to make everyone...
Youth club. What, they didn't have orange Smarties in 1968?
They did.
Thank you.
They did.
And that's your argument. That's all you've got the argument. I'm going to have to cut you off now.
Go on, then.
Yeah, well, I will do. Martin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening. I've driven through clouds many a time.
It's good, isn't it?
It is.
It's a great feeling.
I often wondered, when you go into them and you have to put your wipers on because it gets a bit misty.
Yeah.
If you decided to, like that other chap said, he went for to drop one.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you went for a wee in a cloud.
Yes.
Would that moisture join the cloud?
Oh. So you'd have a yellow cloud?
Yeah, and then, yes, quite. And then would it rain and no longer be drinking water?
Acid rain.
Hmm.
It could be, I suppose.
I mean, it is a very weird sensation, because, you know, you're driving... When you drive above the clouds, when you come back from a skiing holiday, you drive above the clouds, you come down the mountain...
Yeah.
And you can see the clouds there, and then you come around the corner, and there's the cloud. And you enter the cloud, you put your wipers on...
Yeah.
And it goes dark, really dark. You know, you go from bright sunshine to dark.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's instant. It's really weird.
I've not driven above a cloud. I just remember driving to Scotland once, and we went on the A1 for some reason. I think it's the A1 instead of the M1, and we could see a cloud in the distance on the road, and it was like, oh, I think we're going to drive through that, and we did, and it was the coolest thing, though.
It is, and it's, if you open the windows, your hand gets actually moist.
You can actually drink the cloud.
You can drink,
and it's like a weird mixture of water and candy floss.
I tell you what, Verbier, if you did go to Verbier, because Verbier is sort of on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
So it means it's got a total view over a giant valley.
But supposing there's a landslide?
Sorry?
Supposing there's a landslide?
No, there wouldn't be, because you're going before the full skiing season's on, aren't you?
Okay.
You're going Christmas, so the chances of avalanches at that time of year are very remote.
Okay.
The way avalanches work is layer upon layer of different snows.
Right.
But if you're going at the beginning of the season, which is Christmas,
yes,
the chance of having an avalanche are very remote, so you'd be okay there. But you will be above the clouds in Verbier.
All right.
You'll look down upon the clouds.
Nice one, Martin. Thank you for that.
That's all right. Cheers. Have a nice one.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. It's Betty.
Yeah, hello, Ian.
Hello, Betty.
Curtains and blinds.
Yes.
Well, Lakeland do Hillary's. They do blinds and come and measure.
Oh,
right. They've got a sale on at the moment.
Okay. Will they come and fit them for me?
Pardon?
Will they come and fit them?
Yeah, they did all my son's conservatory. And also, ready-made curtains, you can get those in any shop. And you know, if you look in the yellow pages,
Safeway,
under curtaining, you might find one near you where you live.
Yeah, I think I might go and just get some nice, cheap, ready-made curtains.
Yes.
But the thing is, I don't know how to put them up. I haven't got... There's no pole there or anything, so I've got to put the pole up and everything.
Yeah, well, they do that.
Who do?
If they came to put them up.
Oh, okay.
I had velvet ones, 90 inches wide and 84
That's very
long,
specific
they
measurement.
Made them and they came and put them up.
Oh.
And Hillary's
who
are blinds at Lakeland.
Yes.
And they come and measure and put them up.
Oh, I shall have a little look into that. How's everything else, Betty? You're right.
Pardon?
Is everything all right?
Yes.
All right, love, I've got to go. I'll speak to you later.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye then. Let's go to Simon in Biggin Hill. Hello, Simon.
Ah, now then, Ian, how are you, mate?
I'm all right.
Good, good, good. First time caller as well. My girlfriend rang up earlier, Donna.
Right. This woman, right, Eileen, who keeps... She sends me these emails saying, your show's rubbish, get off, I'm never listening again. Then she sent one saying, get off, bring back Mike Mendoza. And then she sent one joining in the topic about orange Smarties.
Well, I think this needs to be explored a bit more.
Well, Eileen French 321 is mental. Anyway, sorry, Simon.
Her.
I will. Sorry, Simon, carry on. Sorry, who are you the boyfriend of?
Gonna find up early. The feisty one. And she is argumentative.
Oh, she was the one who was arguing about Smarties and I shouldn't eat them because they're not vegetarian. Well, they haven't got beef.
Shellac. They've got shellac in them.
Yeah, they haven't got beef in them.
Which is used in French polishing as well.
Well, there you go. Exactly. I'm a big fan of French
polishing.
You don't
want to eat French polishing.
No.
Yeah, you can't squash this with you know, one sweeping statement. I think you need to open this up a bit and... Maybe get someone to phone up who's worked in Nestlé, because I have actually gone to the extremes of taking all of the orange ones out, saving them to the end, eating them, and I swear they taste of orange.
Well, hang on. Vicky?
Yes?
Are you phoning up about the orange Smarties?
Yes.
Go on, then.
Right. When I was a child, years ago,
my mum and her friend not argued but had the debate about this orange Smartie tasting different to the others.
Right.
And I don't know if she just closed her eyes or was blindfolded, but that's what they did, honestly.
They had a blindfold test.
Yeah. To test which was the orange Smartie and to see if it tasted different. And sure enough, and it does, I know they do.
There we go. No. Well, I need closure on this. I'd like confirmation from somebody who works.
Well, I don't trust Vicky.
Well, my partner worked from Nestle.
My mum worked for Nestle, funny enough, back in
the
day. Hang on a minute. Both of you have conveniently got people who worked at Nestle.
No, honestly,
my mum worked for Nestle.
CAD
Nestle
operator.
He was a what, Vicky?
CAD operator. He worked on the coffee thing.
Okay, so where is he? Can we ask him?
We can ring him if you want.
Will he know the answer, or will he just go, oh? He'll probably just grunt, won't he?
He might just go, oh.
All right, Vicky, well, so you're saying they definitely taste of orange?
Yeah, they do, honestly, Ian. All right, well, please believe. Come on now.
All right, thank you, Vicky.
All right,
we're in danger of turning into local radio, but... Simon, we'll see if we can get someone from Nestle on in the last 5 minutes.
Great, OK. Reggae's the best music in the world.
Oh, he's an idiot. He's lost it on that. Reggae's rubbish. Reggae sucks a fat one. It's awful, boring, blah. The bass is too heavy. Would you have a bass like that for? I'm not going. We did once in the show, James, where I said that reggae was rubbish. I had several people phone up say I was racist. I was a racist for not liking reggae. Idiot. It's the worst music known to reggae and jazz. No, thank you.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT loan rental payable, 01/02 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Bull after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Bob's in Paddington.
Well, we're all entitled to an opinion. You don't like reggae, you don't like jazz.
Exactly.
Doesn't make you racist, does it?
No, exactly. Of course it doesn't.
No, what it does make you, it makes you wrong.
Sir!
You are wrong about not liking reggae. You are wrong about not liking jazz. They are the best musics in the world.
The best musics, are they?
Yes, they certainly are.
Oh, okay.
John Coltrane even has a church after him.
So what? That doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean he's good. Jesus has churches after him. Doesn't mean he's good.
No, he's considered a saint by some people, John Coltrane.
But so what?
But well, he didn't ask for it in his lifetime. Bob Marley, what you can talk about, he's a prophet.
Oh, he's rubbish.
Bob Marley's a prophet. He's a very important
person. Okay, so reggae's good, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, reggae's good, is it?
Yes.
Have a listen.
Well, this is a bit cod reggae.
It's awful!
That's cod reggae. You're not talking about, like iRoy, or you're not talking about Dr.
This is Aswad!
You're not talking about the 2-7s clash. You're not talking... This is cultural moments.
This is Aswad!
Yeah, Aswad, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're reggae. You don't get more reggae than Aswad.
No, it did sound a bit cod at the beginning. All right, I admit that, but... No. Aswad, homegrown West London boys.
Hang on a second, Bob. Stay there. Yeah. Professor Smart, you have the final word on Smarties, do you?
Well, I can answer any questions that you may have on the Smartie. I invented the Smartie.
Right. Do orange Smarties taste of orange?
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Is that it?
No, nine.
Ah, God. Yeah. Oh, God. I just want to go home. So, you missed the show today. You missed a lot of this. The whole show is me just playing this.
Can you be my Nigel?
Craig's crank phone calls. What have you done?
I ain't done nothing. I'm at the garage.
No!
You're not hetero.
No, I am. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused.
He was probably one of my first ever crushes. I was confused as well as a young man. Cindy, I'm gay. The most explosive and revealing interview with Jason Donovan. I got Jason Donovan here. Jason, how's it going?
Good evening.
Jason Donovan, really nice to see you, man. Cheers.
It was a motorbike.
Yes.
A red car, and the side car was a hearse.
What was Skid Row's big hit again?
Because I called and I was not miserable and I knocked my wine out of my presence and you called me an alcoholic all night.
Electrocute the boxes on deal or no deal, I say.
We'd make love listening to your show.
Just hang on 1 second.
Stop doing that, it stirs something in me.
Here we go, Rebecca.
Go on.
I'm missing the years until you come back to me. Not as good as this. Oh, I love it. Okay, wrap it up. It's a good one, James. It's a good one. It's one of the best we've had in a long time. Professor Smart, Bob, you can finish the show if you want. They've both gone. How disappointing. How disappointing. Like I suspect many of the listeners have this evening. Let's just quickly see what line... Yes, line two, what do you want?
Dr. Sanchez.
Okay. Isn't that lovely? What a lovely piece of music. There we go. Thanks so much to Jason Donovan. Thank you, James, for all your help over the last couple of days. Thank you, Agent Chris, for, you know, whatever. Are you coming on Rainbow Six later?
Yeah.
If you don't, it means you're under the thumb.
Well, that's pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. OK, I'm back tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Clive Bull is up next. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number. Yep, that's it.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, two teenagers arrested over a murder in West Ham Park. The Duchess of Cornwall's a grandmother and a premiere with a difference in Leicester Square. It's 11 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis.